Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook, Compass Sports Cards.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, QuickCrete, Bank of America, and Total Tech. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you create your best home ever. And I'm pleased to announce the arrival of summer. Yes, it's finally here. It's officially summer, and we are so psyched about that because all those projects you've been tackling in spring to get ready for summer, you get to start to enjoy them. And if you haven't finished a project yet, or maybe even haven't started a project yet, we can help you do just that. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we will capture your information and call you back the next time we are. Or you can post your question to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, are you thinking about getting some new kitchen cabinets? Well, if your kitchen cabinets are tired and worn, we're going to tell you how to choose new ones that will step up the space and not totally blow the reno budget in the process.
And if you're thinking about an outdoor project and love the sound of a babbling brook, we're going to tell you how to create your very own water feature for your yard.
And are you ready to take on an outdoor paint project? Well, we're going to highlight what's new in paint sprayers, including a technology that can help you get this project done faster and come out better than ever.
But first, we want to help you with your projects. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, because as the weather warms up, we can help you figure out a whole list of projects to tackle around your money pit. So don't hesitate. Let us put you to work.
Yeah, no doubt. If you don't have a to-do list, we would be happy to complete one for you. Give us a call. That number, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com.
John in Virginia is on the line and looking to upgrade some electrical outlets in the bath, but some tiles got you trapped. What's going on?
So I got the bathroom that's attached to my daughter's room. The outlet isn't ground fault, like a ground fault outlet.
Yep.
But
yep, okay.
It's tiled into the bathroom. Like I can't switch it out because there's tile around the outlet. So I was wondering if there's any way to make that outlet safe without having to block out the tile.
Yeah, here's what you can do. You can make the entire circuit ground fault protected. So you want to trace that circuit back to your main circuit breaker panel, and you can replace the circuit breaker with a ground fault circuit breaker. So in other words, the entire circuit now is ground fault protected, not just that outlet. And depending on, you know, how your house was wired, that could be inconvenient if it happens to include, you know, some area that you don't want to be on the ground fault, like you trip the ground fault and, I don't know, the lights go off in the kitchen or something. But, you know, that's the way to do it. So
this way you don't have to tear that old outlet out. But, you know, I would also keep an eye on it, though, because at some point that outlet's going to fail and need to be replaced. But if you want to get the protection, you just create a ground fault circuit. You know, in newer homes, what they do is actually do one circuit for all of the bathrooms and put that in the main panel often. Or sometimes they'll do one circuit for all the bathrooms and have it tied in just one GFCI, kind of acts as the circuit breaker for everything located in one of the bathrooms. But that's the way to do it, and not too complicated. Electrician could hook you up pretty quickly with that.
Well, all right, that seems pretty easy.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us.
Thanks, bye.
Heading out to Arizona, where it's been super hot. Barb, what's going on with your pool? How can we help?
We have an older pool. We live in Arizona. The pool is used a lot. The pool deck has lots of cracks in it. The tile needs to be replaced. There's some rebarb that has come up from the pool deck. We would like to go over and retile and plaster the pool again.
So essentially what you're telling me is that when the pool was originally constructed, there was rebar, reinforcing bar, that was embedded into the pool so that the pool would be properly supported. And you're seeing that this is exposed in some areas, which means that maybe some of the surface came away. Perhaps there's some rust that's set in. And you want to know if that means you have to completely replace the pool or whether it's repairable. Is that about right?
That's right.
Okay. So, yes, I think it's repairable. I think it's a normal thing for an older pool for this to happen to. And there are going to be a number of products that I suspect that they're going to be epoxy-based because they stick the best to the old surfaces of pools and they're suitable for underwater. And I don't see any reason that you couldn't make a repair to that particular area. I would just caution you, Barb, to be aware that sometimes you'll have contractors that always want to kind of sell you the worst case scenario in terms of the work. And I suspect that repairing an area where some rebarb has become exposed is not an enormous job. I would think that it's almost a normal seasonal job that you might have to do from time to time just to make sure that surface stays in good shape. So if everything else is working well, then I think you probably should just make that repair. And in terms of the pool deck, of course, if it's tile, you know, and it's chipped and broken, then that's a different story. But there are a lot of cool products that are out today that are literally paintable. In fact, there's a product that's called Roller Rock. There's another one that's a terrazzo coating. There's a product called Spreadstone. A lot of the good ones are made by a company called Deich Coatings. And you essentially can clean that pool deck surface, not on top of tile, mind you, but like let's say if it's a concrete surface, and then apply these products, and you can get really beautiful finishes, you know, without spending a whole lot of money. So I think those are some options for you to kind of spruce this up as we get into summer here and not really have a lot of work to be done before you can actually enjoy that pool, because that's why you have it. You live in a warm area of the country, and this way you can get it fixed up quickly and start to enjoy it once again.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Whatever you are working on this very official first weekend of summer, I mean, how fantastic is that? I feel like we've all made it through a very crazy and difficult year, so let's enjoy our summer and have a great time and make our houses in the best shape that they can be so we can really enjoy them. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus you've got the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today.
And just ahead, kitchen renos can be costly, but they can also deliver one of the best returns on your remodeling investment. We're going to share some smart ways to cook up that new space without blowing the budget in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next.
The Money Pit is presented by Schluter Systems. If you're installing tiles in a shower or anywhere in your home, Schluter will make your project look better, perform better, and last longer. From floor warming to shower drains and waterproofing, it's Schluter Systems.
You live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job.
And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds.
Download the Angie app today.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Listen whenever you want to the Money Pit, guys. You can follow our Money Pit podcast, and you're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure. Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you guys get your pods.
And if you reach out to us and ask your question on today's program, we will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat because we're giving away a set of products today that can help with literally dozens of repairs around the house or the job site. It is the original Superglue's Total Tech. Now, Total Tech is the perfect mix of a heavy-duty construction adhesive and an all-purpose sealant in one product. You can use it to repair any type of materials indoors or outdoors. It works in all weather conditions, and check this out, it even works underwater. It'll bond with incredible strength and flexibility, and it's paintable. You'll find it at Amazon or in your local hardware store, but we have got a package of 8 different Total Tech products to give away today worth $64, going out to one listener drawn at random. So give us a call right now with your question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Mike in Alaska, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have an upstairs window that leaks when it rains. I notice the soffits are dripping on the outside of the windowsill, and I'm wondering if the reason for the window leaking is because of the soffits, or could it be the roof that's leaking, or even the window that's leaking. I don't know who to call first.
The soffits of the overhang, where a roof overhangs the exterior wall. So are you saying that that's where you're seeing the water come out?
Yeah, I'm seeing drips coming from the soffit.
Do you have gutters?
Yes.
All right. And sometimes gutters get backed up, and then the water will overflow the back of the gutter and drip out through the soffit. Do you think that might be what you're seeing?
That's possible, too. I'm just wondering why I see drips coming from the soffits.
Right, because as I said, the water will get behind the gutters, and then it will work its way into the soffit area, and once it does that, it's just going to run out the path of least resistance, which you know could very well be what you're seeing with the drips. Is the soffit above the window?
Yeah.
Okay. So the window's a first-floor window?
Second floor.
And there's a soffit above it, and you think the window's leaking. Why do you think the window's leaking when the water's coming out of the soffit?
Because it drips, and I have to put a towel around the window because it's dripping when it rains.
So there could be two issues here. It might be flashing around the window, or it could be an issue with the gutter. But here's a one way that you can diagnose this. What you could do is take a garden hose and get it up on that roof, and let it run down the roof right around where the window is under it. You know what I mean? Like not blast it, but just saturate it for a good 10-15 minutes and see if you can make it leak. If you can make it leak, you probably have a leaky gutter or a leaky roof. Now, if it doesn't leak, then that's good. So the next thing you do is you take that water, and now you start holding it around the sides of the window. Of course, the window has to be closed, right? But you hold it, like, between the siding and the window, not right up against it, but just try to sort of flood that area with water, and again, see if it leaks. If it leaks then it's very likely the flashing around the window. And to fix that, you'll have to remove, most likely, the siding in that area, and then have it reseal that window. It's not usually a matter where you can caulk it. Usually you have to reflash it, because there's a breakdown somewhere that's letting that water in. But those two very simple checks can tell you which part of the area, the assembly, is leaking. It's kind of hard, as you discover, to track this down. So you have to be a bit of a detective, and that's one way to do it. If you can make it leak, you're going to know where that area is. Just do one side at a time so that if it leaks on the right side, for example, and the water's on the right, then you know kind of where to look for the failure that's causing it. If you just blast the whole side of the house with water, you're not going to know anything except it leaks, but you knew that when you started. So you got to be kind of smart and strategic about it.
Well, if you're planning a kitchen remodel, new cabinets might be one of the most expensive components that there are in that design, but they're also one of the most important parts when it comes to getting the kitchen design that you want. We're going to lay out the options in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
All right, first up, if you're planning to replace the cabinets, you should understand there are basically three levels of cabinet customization to consider. Now, the first are stock cabinets. These are the least expensive. They're mass-produced. You'll find them at home centers and other retailers, and the only downside is they're not very easily modified. Now, that said, manufacturers do have a lot of variety, and it can be a really good solution that saves a lot of cost. One source that I really like is IKEA. I've used them for years for kitchens, and one of the reasons is because instead of sort of messing around with the leveling and the shimming to install cabinets straight, which is, you know, always a big hassle in my old house, they provide a bar system, so it's a bar that's mounted on the wall, and then you actually hang the cabinets from that, and their floor cabinets have adjustable legs, which is super smart because this way you can make sure the cabinets are straight, even though your floor is not.
And it really does make life a lot easier with that option right there. Now, the next sort of middle ground cost option here is a semi-custom cabinet, and it's kind of a mix between a stock and a custom cabinet, and this variety will allow for you to have some slight modifications, and that could be height, width, depth, all of that sort of those minimal adjustments at the time of production. And there's a wider array of associated moldings, trims, all of the finishes that are available. And of course, you're going to see the price go up accordingly. And finally, these are the most expensive we're talking here. These are custom cabinets. And these are going to be created especially for you in your kitchen with pricing determined by the complexity of your design and the materials that you pick to make them out of. Now, if you demand fine craftsmanship or significant customization, custom cabinets really are the only way to go, but they also, again, are going to be super expensive.
Now, in terms of popularity, light-colored cabinets with a mix of open shelves and glass-fronted doors are really common right now because they provide that visual depth that kind of opens up the kitchen in a really cool way. Now, I always think, Leslie, the flip side of that is, yeah, but it doesn't hide all my stuff. So I got to, like, make sure all my dishes are stacked in, like, the perfect pile.
Yeah, and they got to look nice.
And they have to look nice, right? I think at least you need some cabinets with full doors on it because nobody is that neat. Now, speaking of small changes, hardware is one that has a big impact. So one of the things to keep in mind is to make sure you are replacing your hardware. Sometimes you can choose one or two feature pieces, but it can make a really big difference in the overall look of the kitchen.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right, now we've got Stephanie on the line from Tennessee who needs some help around the money pit. What's going on?
We have a somewhat, it's not a shower wrap. Two walls is of an acrylic-type material, marble-looking, and then
right.
has a glass door with a look-through glass side. I was in the shower, and it sounds like little pop, 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 pops. Now I notice I have little teeny spider cracks, just real thin, on the side wall. So
okay.
I let the shower dry, put Gorilla Tape, waterproof Gorilla Tape on it, so it wouldn't
okay.
get any more wet.
What, no duct tape was available?
The duct tape and Gorilla Tape is everybody's best friend.
There you go,
but I put
okay.
it on there to prevent more moisture in there.
Right.
But it just made these little spider marks. I haven't had any more. You could barely see them, but I really don't want to tear out a shower.
So the sides are acrylic?
Yes, it's like acrylic marble. The head wall where the faucet and the shower head is, and the side
right.
where the soap dish is in the shower stall.
Okay. So it's kind of like a liner almost, it sounds like, that's over the wall structure that's acrylic. Does that sound about
uh-huh.
right? Are these cracks all the way through, or are they just on the surface? Because it might be the glazing on top of the acrylic.
Okay. Actually, I believe they're on the surface. And they
okay.
all seem to originate from the embedded, I don't know if that's the right word, soap dish. But they're just spider and, you know,
yeah.
but there's, you can't feel them.
You probably stressed that part of the liner. Maybe you grabbed on the soap dish. I don't know. Plus, it's, you know, it's an area where you're going to have an expansion and contraction pattern that's different than the rest of it. If they're not going through, they're just the surface, I would not worry about that. I'll give you one trick of the trade to kind of, maybe make them less obvious, and that is if you were to apply car wax to the walls of the shower, not the floor, all right, because you're going to slip
right.
and break something,
oh, yes.
but to the walls, you will find that that will buff in really nicely, and the water will, of course, you know, run right off it, and I think it might help to hide some of those spider vein kinds of cracks the same way it does that on the finish of a car.
Oh, great idea. Because actually
okay.
we're going to be selling our house in about 6 months, and I was like, I'm trying to be ahead of the ball game on things I know I need to address without
well, here's what you
do.
You go ahead.
Whole enchilada.
Here's what you do. You polish up that shower, right? And when you sell your house, you take a brand new can of car wax and you put a bow on it and you make that the housewarming gift for the new owners. And then you can tell them about your call with the money pit and explain to them how to use it.
I really appreciate that. I really do. I listen to y'all's show. A lot of good information. We appreciate you down here in Tennessee.
Give us a call anytime. We'd love to give you a hand with what you are working on at this moment or even planning to work on. You know, it's the summertime, so there's probably a lot of projects that you're thinking about tackling. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. You can connect with pros, you can book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, water features. Are you thinking of things like ponds and waterfalls? Because they make a backyard totally personal and totally peaceful. So we're going to walk you through the steps so you can have one at your home this weekend. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the SimpleMat.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco.
225-226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Got to go with the ductless mini split.
Yeah, I mean, the high velocity systems are good for, especially for older houses where it's hard to run ductwork, but I found that they're pretty expensive, especially in a small project like that. I think a ductless mini split will work fine, and you can get one that both heats and cools. Now, how many rooms are in this 700 square foot cottage?
Well, it's like 795 upstairs. But what I was figuring on is going with the 48,000 BTU. And then go, or not 4,800, excuse me. And then do 218 where we're going to live at, 18 upstairs and 12,000 downstairs. That's all right.
Well, there's a heat loss calculation that you can do, and your HVAC contractor should do for you. But the reason I asked you about how many rooms is you just want to make sure that the AC can get to all the rooms, because split ductless means it's one point.
It's one great big room upstairs, you know, one open room upstairs. I was going to put one on each end.
I mean, I think you're best to consult with an HVAC pro. You have to also keep in mind that each of the split systems, the one piece that's on the inside goes to its own individual condensing unit on the exterior. Now, there are commercial-grade split systems that I've used on episodes of Hotel Impossible that contain multiple interior units that go to one condensing unit. So speaking with the pro, they might be able to give you a better idea of which options would work well to minimize the amount of units on the exterior and maximize the amount of cooling.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, water features like ponds and waterfalls, they can help turn your landscape into something really special. It gives you a focal point and it attracts wildlife, and they can be complicated or really simple to build. Now, at garden centers, we've got them everywhere across this country. You can find some manufactured forms, pre-made forms in a variety of shapes and sizes, and that kind of makes the whole process of digging out and starting your water feature super simple. And, you know, you've really got to decide how big it is, how small it is the design complicated, because that's really what's going to set the tone.
Yeah, now most water features are built with liners for the ponds, which are available in any size you want. And once you do the excavation, you line that with sand, and then the liner goes down from there. Now, that is very common, especially with the bigger water features, but you'll also find a big selection of the preformed liners, like those you see at home and garden centers, and these come in all sorts of shapes, and they really simplify the installation. It's kind of like taking a kiddie pool minus the octopuses and the little fancy sea animals on it and sticking it in the ground, right?
Although you could probably use that.
I mean, that's the look you're going for, yeah. Right?
It's whimsical.
That's right.
You know, we used to actually build water features all the time on While You Were Out, and it was always a fun project to do. We usually would start with those preformed liners and then sort of customize the area around them. And then you have to make sure that you size the pump for that water feature perfectly. Now, you just have to keep in mind that water features really should look natural. So you can add lilies and other sort of greenery to the pond to give you that natural wild feel. And if the pond is deep enough, Usually it's about 3 feet depth of water. You can add koi fish, and they stay there all winter long. I really don't understand how this happens. Do they, like, go dormant? Are they, like, mummified? What do they do in the winter? It's so strange because they're, like, still and frozen, but not dead, and then they come back.
Yeah, I do understand that you don't dare feed them because that kind of, like, will kill them. They're just used to just being there and not eating. Somehow they hibernate just like bears, I guess, but underwater bears. Anyway, just keep in mind that if you're not planning on making your water feature a koi pond, you do need to drain it every year. And even during the year, they do need to be cleaned like a pool. So they take a little work, but they can be a really fun addition to your outdoor space.
Now I've got Allison in New York on the line who has an unwanted visitor at their money pit. What's going on?
My husband, I wish he was on with me, but our mission is to humanely trap, we believe to be a squirrel that's running between the drop ceiling in our basement. And my husband said 2x8 joint rafters. There's like a 2-inch space only. And
what I want you to do is to go out and pick up a trap called a have a heart trap. Now, these have-a-heart traps are live traps in that they're going to catch this squirrel, and then you're going to pull this trap out, and you can take them out to the woods somewhere and release them. What you do with the have-a-heart trap is, once you get it set up, in the back of the trap, where you want the squirrel to kind of end up, put an apple back there, and don't just put it back there, but wire it to the back wall of the trap. Take a piece of, like, picture wire, thread it through the apple, and kind of tie it off. So, because I tell you what, even though these traps are good, those squirrels and other small rascals can sometimes grab that without tripping the door. But if you wire it to the back of the trap, they don't have a chance. And set it near the opening wherever you can get access to it. And I'll tell you, sooner or later, that squirrel's going to wander in that trap, and bam, you'll hear the door slap, and they will not be happy. They'll kind of be running in circles trying to figure out a way to get out. But you can cover them with a blanket, throw them in the back of your car in the trunk, and take it out somewhere. And then as you open that up, believe me, they're not going to stand around to kind of talk about it with you. They'll just bolt. As soon as you lift that door, they will bolt into the woods.
Okay.
I hope that helps you out, Allison. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. If you need some help tackling home improvement projects, then you need Angie. You can connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. So download the Angie app today. Coming up, if you're planning a painting project, like painting a fence, a deck, or any part of the outside of your house, you don't need to hire a pro. New technology and high-efficiency airless paint sprayers makes this an easy do-it-yourself project. We're going to explain how the sprayers work and why using one is 3 times faster than even using a paint roller. And you know what? They are super fun to use. So stick around. Live in a body
pit. Create your outdoor oasis with RiverBendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets to fire pits and planters.
Then tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden.
And through May 31st, save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverBendHome.com. When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? TotalTech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. TotalTech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. TotalTech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get TotalTech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you never want to miss an episode of The Money Pit, it's easy. Just subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You'll get new episodes as they become available twice each week.
Pick up the phone and give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. We want to help you out with whatever projects you are working on. Plus, we've got a great set of products today to give away that can help with dozens of repairs around your house or even on a job site. We've got up for grabs the original Super Glues Total Tech. Now, Total Tech is the perfect mix of a heavy-duty construction adhesive, but also an all-purpose sealant. So it's going to grab instantly, it's going to dry fast, and then it's going to create a seal that is 100% watertight. So think about it. It's ideal for use in and around pools, sinks, bathtubs. I mean, so many uses. It is a great prize.
And it's paintable. You'll find it at Amazon or your local hardware store, or you can learn more at supergluecorp.com/Total Tech. We've got a package of 8 different Total Tech products worth $64 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your home improvement question or post it online. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you're planning a painting project, like painting a fence, a deck, or even the outside of your house, usually this is a project that you're like, ugh, I don't want to do it. Let me hire a pro. It's just I want to get it done, and I don't want to do it. But thanks to some new technology and paint spraying equipment from Wagner, the process really is now simple and efficient that just about any DIYer can get that job done really well without the expense of hiring a pro.
Yeah, and it's really fun to do with these paint sprayers. We're talking about the Wagner Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers. They're designed to allow homeowners just like you to take on big projects all by yourself instead of hiring a contractor and save money. Now, one of the things that's really unique about them is, first of all, they're airless, and they also feature a high-efficiency airless technology, and that produces up to 55% less overspray. So you're not going to waste paint. It's not going to be a big mess, and the sprayers apply a high-quality finish actually 3 times faster than a roller, so you can get those big jobs done quickly. And they work with water or oil-based paints as well as stains. We stained a fence 2 summers ago. Thankfully, it doesn't have to be done again. We did it 2 summers ago, and I got to tell you, because I am so smart and I know everything about home improvement, I decided, hey, let's do it in the middle of July when it's like freaking 125 degrees out. So I kind of wish I had a tool like this to get it done quicker because I chose my time so poorly, and you're really going to enjoy it.
Yeah, check out the Wagner Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers at WagnerSprayTech.com. Now, the Control Pro 130 is available at all major retailers, including Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, Amazon. It is a great tool to add to your toolbox. Judy in Minnesota is on the line with a moisture issue. What's going on?
Our house is about 40 years old, and it has, in the room that we're talking about, we're painting it. We painted it once before with a primer. And it turned out really nice. I thought it looked really nice, but now we repainted it a different color. And on the inside then is that rough paneling. and it's separated by, it's got the insulation in there with the plastic on it. And we notice now when we're going to paint it that there's moisture like halfway down on the paneling. We think that's caused by condensation.
It may very well be, if it's a damp space. Now, there are some things that you can do to reduce condensation in below-grade spaces. It's kind of the same steps that you would take if you were having an actual flood. You want to make sure that your exterior drainage is set up so that no moisture is being trapped against the outside foundation wall, and that means making sure the gutters are clean, the downspouts are extended, and the soil slips away from the walls. If you've done all those things, then the next thing I would do is I would install a dehumidifier in that space and try to find one that has a built-in condensate pump so that it collects water and pumps it out. Otherwise, you'll be emptying buckets upon buckets of water. And then finally, it's also possible to install a whole home dehumidifier, which is an appliance that is attached to your HVAC system. These are highly effective at pulling moisture out. In fact, most of them will take 99 or 100 pints of water out a day. So those are three different ways that you can reduce moisture in that space. Judy, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Always join in on the fun. So if you've got a project that you need a hand with, do not hesitate to give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. If your plumbing springs a leak, you're going to need somebody there right away. So you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Just ahead, Dee Dee has been doing some renovation and discovered a beautiful old brick chimney behind her walls that she'd like to preserve if she can also get that brick dust under control. We're going to share some solutions next.
You live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And it is officially the first weekend of summer. So if you're outside enjoying it, that's great. If you'd like to finish up a project or start a new one, reach out to us. We would love to help. You can post your questions at moneypit.com.
Dee Dee wrote in and she says, we recently tore out plaster and lath walls in our 1930s home. We liked the look of brick, so we left the chimney exposed instead of covering it with drywall. My question is, what is the best way to seal that brick so it stops dropping dust into the room? What does that mean? I mean, is it just so worn from being like hidden behind the wall for so long that it's missing like that outer sealant or it's just crumbling?
You know, I wonder, first of all, tearing out plaster and lath is one of the dustiest jobs you can do in an old house. I know because I've done it. And in fact, I did it once when we rebuilt, we had sort of a mother-daughter house, and we rebuilt one section of it to become a little office for me and a little studio for me. And I went right down to the studs. And because that's kind of like the way my mind was thinking, oh, let's just take it all out and start again. Well, it was so dirty. It was so dusty. The plaster was so thick and so heavy and so much extra work. The next time I did a room in the house, I said, you know, it's not so bad. I'll leave it there and just skin it. And went right on top of it. So when you do that kind of project, you generate a ton of dust. And I do wonder if a lot of that dust kind of got stuck and sort of embedded in the chimney. She might be seeing some of that. Generally, the chimney brick itself doesn't deteriorate unless it's been a leak there and you get some mineral salt deposits on the outside. But either way, what I would do, Dee Dee, is I would brush with like a stiff broom brush, like a stiff bristle like that, like the kind of brush you might use like for a floor. I would brush that chimney down to loosen up any material that's on the outside of it. Then I would use a wet dry vacuum and vacuum it really good so we know we got as much of the debris off it. And then I would use a masonry sealer. A couple of coats of good masonry sealer ought to stop any remaining dust that's on that from flaking off into your newly remodeled room. And it's not going to add a sheen to it because that would just ruin the whole thing, right? You don't want to see a shiny chimney. It'll still look pretty natural, but it will stop anything else from releasing from it.
All right. Now we've got Geraldyn who wants to know, do DIY shelves cost more than store-bought? I need more shelves in my bathroom, but I'm thinking it might be less expensive to buy them.
You know, that's kind of a really good point, and it's one that I sometimes choose to ignore because I love doing the projects. You know, it's not exactly the most cost-effective thing sometimes to build something that you could buy for a lot less money, but for me, it's kind of like therapy, so there's a benefit right there. But I think in this case, there are so many bathroom shelf configurations out there that she's probably going to, if cost is the only factor, you probably would spend a lot less by buying them yourself. I think if it's an area where you want to customize something, then I think the economics change a little bit and it may be more cost effective for you to build it. What do you think?
I mean, it depends. So now you're going to get a way better finish with something that's store-bought. And I think in a bathroom environment, you want a secure, sealed finish so that it will last in that sort of humid environment. But if you feel confident in how you can sand and finish and, you know, really create something beautiful and durable and you want the challenge, go for it. But I always find making something is always more expensive.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and happy summer, everybody. We're so glad to be here with you to help welcome a new, warm, wonderful summer. We hope you're all spending lots of time outside, breathing the fresh air, and enjoying your spaces. If you've got some improvements in mind, remember, we are here to help you 24/7. There's also a ton of resources on our website at moneypit.com. But for today, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The next president of Iran appears to be the hardliner who runs that country's judiciary.
Ibrahim Raisi won 17.8 million votes out of the 28.6 million cast in Friday's election. That dominates the other three candidates. Two of them were hardliners, and the other one was the former central bank chief of Iran's relatively moderate president, Hassan Rouhani. Now, Raisi's win signifies a major victory for hardliners who've taken control of both the Iranian parliament as well as now the presidency. John Gambrell in Dubai, United Arab Emirates.
Tropical storm Claudette is bringing heavy rains and flooding through the southern Gulf Coast states, now moving its way up north, flooding in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and inland parts of northern and central Georgia. The storm is on track to reach the East Coast by the first part of the week. Meanwhile, the West is blistering under the sun. National Weather Service meteorologist Dan Peterson says 100-plus degree temperatures are going to break records this weekend.
Records are possible today in the San Joaquin Valley. And in some of the Arizona deserts, there are several spots that will get 110 to 115. Like Las Vegas is forecast to be 113 today, and that would be a record if it was achieved.
And the break in the heat comes Monday.
Then it cools off in the middle portion of the week, and we don't have any additional high-temperature records because of the cooling that occurs by the time we get into Tuesday and Wednesday. So relief is on the way for Tuesday and Wednesday.
Scientists and healthcare experts say the record-breaking temperatures this week are a weather emergency, and they say the heat is responsible for more deaths in the United States than all other natural disasters combined. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
An internet outage is being blamed on a software bug at one major network provider.
Dozens of financial institutions, airlines, and other companies across the globe were knocked offline during peak Asian business hours. Akamai, which runs one of the internet's main content delivery systems, said the outage was not caused by a cyber attack or a system update, but rather a configuration error in traffic routing on a service that protects customers against denial of service attacks. Most outages appear to end after an hour or so. Brief internet service outages are not uncommon and are only rarely the result of hacking or other mischief. John Scott reporting.
A ransomware attack surging, the FBI doubling down on its guideline to affected businesses. Don't pay the cyber criminals. The government also offers a little noticed incentive for those who do pay. The ransoms may be tax deductible. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Nearly five dozen House Republicans are urging President Biden to remove Kamala Harris from her leading role on the migration crisis.
The House Republicans say Vice President Harris's inaction on the border crisis and her refusal to visit the border makes her unfit. Harris was appointed more than 80 days ago to lead diplomatic talks to solve the migrant crisis that sought more than 180,000 migrant encounters in May. The White House has sought to clarify that Harris is not in charge of the border per se, that is instead focused on diplomatic talks. Patrick Frost reporting.
Gun sales in the U.S. soaring over the past 15 months, but ammunition inventories that were depleted during the pandemic are showing no signs of improving. The unprecedented demand for firearms has made it difficult for manufacturers to keep store shelves stocked. A recent survey of 1,800 customers found three-quarters of respondents encountered out-of-stock issues. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Quikrete, Bank of America, and Total Tech. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you create your best home ever on this, the very first week of the summer season. So we hope that you're enjoying the weather, spending lots of time outside, maybe sitting on your deck, your patio, your porch. Maybe you're planning an outdoor living project. Maybe it's the time with all the windows thrown open that you're working inside the house, doing some painting, doing maybe a bath reno, a kitchen reno. Whatever is on your to-do list, you can slide it over to ours, and we will help. Ready to roll up our sleeves and get to work. A couple of ways to get in touch with us on the Money Pit. You can call in your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post them to moneypit.com. Well, it's the vacation season, and, you know, this time of year, we always see a lot of these sort of fake rocks and other things like this that people use like to kind of hide extra keys around their house. We are going to highlight a really cool list of places that you can hide stuff in your house that you have never, ever thought of in just a bit.
All right. And one positive effect of the pandemic was that it provided both the opportunity and the inspiration for millions of homeowners to take on some DIY home improvement projects that they'd been putting off. So we're going to take a look at some of the most popular projects that were done.
And summer thunderstorms can really give your roof a beating, so it's important to know when your insurance covers damages that may have occurred. We're going to highlight in what situations your home insurance will work to cover that damage and when it won't.
And now that we are into the summer season, you must be trying to make the most of these beautiful summer weather months ahead of us. So why not move your kitchen outside? We're going to share some ideas.
Plus, we've got some great products to give away from our friends at the Original Superglue. It's Total Tech. It's the perfect mix of a heavy-duty construction adhesive and a sealant. It's useful for lots of jobs around the house. It's worth $64 going out to one caller drawn at random. So make that you. Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com. Leslie, let's get to it. Who's first?
Scott in South Carolina's got a question about a garage door opener. Tell me what's going on.
Yes, I got an 8x7 garage door. I have the attic access in front of the garage door. And in order to mount a opener, I need to offset it about 8 to 10 inches from center. Is that possible?
Yeah, you're going to have to move it. You got to do a new one. Basically, what you're going to have to do is deinstall the one you have. And then move it over to the next set of bays or floor ceiling joists that are about 18 to 24 inches apart, depending on what size.
You mean the access door?
Yeah, exactly. You're going to have to shift it at least one set of rafters.
Yes, I thought about that, but there's no way to offset the garage door opener itself.
I'm not going
to
say it can't be done. I'll say I've never seen it done, but I think that's a good question from the manufacturer. There may be certain types of garage door openers that where you could have the operational mechanism to one side or the other and not right in the middle. But I'd say that all the ones I'm familiar with have to be in the middle. Can you not move the staircase? It's not a big job if you got the space.
Yeah, I can, but I was looking for an easier way out.
Yeah, I think that is the easy way out. I think you're going to have a hard time finding one that's going to work and allowing you to keep it in place. And remember, when you put a new staircase in, if you decide to put a brand new one in, that staircase, that bottom has to be fire resistant because it's opening into a garage. And a lot of people forget that. The bottom has to be fire resistant, so it has to be covered with metal or another fire resistant material. All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Debbie in Arkansas is on the line and has a question to help her daughter's house. What can we do for you guys?
Hi, my daughter recently bought a house. It's an older house that's been remodeled, and she was going to renovate around her fireplace, and she discovered that the large wall behind the fireplace, which is about a 20-foot wide wall, has got it had brick behind the plaster, and mm-hmm. So she took all the plaster down, but it had been put up with liquid nails. So there's liquid nails all over this brick, all over it, and
boy.
It's made a terrible mess, and she's called in a couple of people to give bids, and it was thousands of dollars to either re-brick over it or chisel it down, and they said it would probably ruin the brick if they did. And so I was just curious if you had any ideas at all. We looked up on the Internet, and there was one about a heat gun possibly, but I thought maybe you might have a cheaper or easier way of doing it.
Wow, it's quite a mess. Yeah, I mean, certainly you can use a heat gun, but a heat gun is very hot, and it's going to cause all kinds of fumes. And the problem with the fact that you had this type of adhesive, it's going to soak into the pores of the brick. So at best, even after doing all that, you're going to end up painting the brick, which we hate to tell anybody to do because it's going to, otherwise it's just going to look terrible. You're never going to have that natural brick. That decision was made for you by whoever decided it was a good idea to glue the plaster right to the brick without putting any kind of a furan strip or something of that nature. There are, you know, various types of adhesive softeners out there, but I fear that even if you went through all that trouble, you're still going to have a very undesirable looking surface. So I think I'm sorry that it's all torn up now, but I think if it was me, I would probably fur over that, attach wood strips to that brick surface, and I would probably put new drywall or some other surface over it at this point and give up on the idea of having an exposed brick wall, unless, of course, you want to rebrick the whole thing, which is, you know, a big mess and a big job.
And a big expense, too.
And a big expense, yeah, of course, yep, absolutely.
Okay, all right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit on this beautiful summer weekend. Give us a call and let us know how we can lend a hand to 888-MONEY-PIT. And the Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you really want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
And just ahead, our friends at Bob Vila have come up with a list of the most cunning secret hiding spots that they've ever seen. We thought it was absolutely ingenious, and we're going to share some of these unusual locations to hide valuables when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit Abitron.com. That's Abatron.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a big project, whatever it is, we can help you save time, money, and a lot of those hassles.
You know, if you're taking on a DIY project, one of the home improvement products that can be somewhat confusing to use is adhesive, glue, right? I mean, you have to always try to figure out what the best one is for the project that you're doing. What I love is that a lot of the manufacturers are doing this better and better by creating products that literally do everything. And a brand new one that's just hit the market is the original Super Glue's Total Tech. We have got a set of 8 of these products to give away, and it is the perfect mix of a heavy-duty construction adhesive and an all-purpose sealant. You can use it to repair any type of material inside or out. It works in all weather conditions, and it even
glues underwater. Can you believe that? I mean, it even works underwater. So pretty cool product. It's paintable. The products that we have are worth $64 all in, but we're going to give it out to one listener drawn at random. If you think that product would be handy for projects around your house, give us a call right now. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and give it away at the end of today's show. That number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also post your questions to moneypit.com.
Barry in Missouri's online with some foundation issues. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a house that we inherited. It's kind of like a little mother-in-law house. The concrete slab sits pretty much flat on the ground. It's not really a build-up, but there's a separate pour on the backside where the washer, dryer, and the water heater sits, and it's probably about like a 7-foot expansion joint added to the concrete, and I get water seepage after all the rain that we've had here for the last couple weeks. It's like you can't stick a knife down between the cracks. I mean, it's like they just poured concrete up next to the other concrete and trying to figure out how to seal it.
Well, first of all, if you take steps to reduce the amount of water against those exterior walls, then that's going to help a lot.
I have done that. It actually does not hold water around the outside at all. I mean, I've got it diverted to where it's actually going towards the ditch or out towards the backyard, but it's just when the ground gets saturated. If you walked in the front door, you got about an inch between dirt level versus the concrete.
So you're saying that the house is very low on the lot and you don't really have much of a foundation where you could regrade soil and slope it away. Is that right?
Well, I mean, I've diverted water where it actually does not come in the front door anymore. And it's not standing anywhere around the outside of the house at all. It's just, I guess, saturation when after you get a week for the rain like we've had. The house is at one level, but the add-on is about 3 to 4 inches taller. So it's up above. So I'm presuming the water is pocketing up under that slab.
Well, there is a product that QuickCrete makes, and it's called an advanced polymer. It's a concrete crack sealant. So it's specifically made for sealing cracks. And that is the type of product that you're going to want to use when you're dealing with water. You have really two challenges. You have water getting in between these two dissimilar areas of concrete. And the second thing is that concrete itself is very hydroscopic. In other words, if the water's under it, it's going to soak it up and it can pull it up tall into the slab. But I think you need a sealant that's designed specifically for concrete, and QuickCrete are the experts in that space. They have a lot of different ones, but I think the one you're looking for is the advanced polymer crack sealant. It comes in a caulking tube, among other configurations, you know, as well as a tub, so should be able to get it in the shape that you need to do this job.
Okay, well, I will check with the concrete people down here at Lowe's and see what I can come up with.
Well, now that it's vacation season, if you need to, like, leave a key for somebody outside that might have to visit your house, or you want to store away some valuables, or maybe you want to, like, you know, have some valuables with you while you're traveling, but you don't want other people to know it, you don't want to keep it in an obvious place like your wallet, the folks at BobVila.com did an article this week, which I absolutely loved. It's titled The Most Cunning Secret Hiding Spots We've Ever Seen. Here's some of the ideas they came up with. The first one is an old vacuum cleaner. And think about it. If you have a vacuum cleaner that you're not using, or maybe you bought one at a tag sale, it always has space for a bag, right? Well, you could fill that cavity, that space, with your valuables, have it sitting out there plain in the open in your house, and no one would ever think to look there because they certainly don't want to touch all your dust. So that was kind of a cool idea. And the second one is talking about leaving a key outside, is they have something they call the bottle rock, which is basically, you know, fake rocks that, like, open up and hide keys. They look fake, right? So they say, well, why not take a real rock and then glue a pill bottle container to the bottom, like a big one or like a small mason jar, and then stick that in the ground? Because it is a rock. It looks like a rock because that's what it is, and nobody's ever going to think about that as a hiding spot.
Yeah, if it looks like a rock, chances are it actually is a rock.
Now, it is a rock, right?
Now, in your house, I mean, air vents seem like a sneaky place, but you would never want to put anything in an actual air vent or duct because, you know, it would disappear down into the mysterious place of the ductwork. But you can buy false ducts or false vents, and you can put them in the floor, and it looks just like all of the other ones. But you open it up, and it's a secret compartment for things, which really is fantastic. And this is a fun one. They make fake electrical outlets. It's really just the front of the plate that sort of opens out to a little storage compartment. And I love that. You just have to make sure that it looks like your existing electrical outlets in your house and, you know, put it in a place where you would actually have an outlet. Don't just be like, ooh, here, because then it's obvious.
And here's my favorite one in the whole post. It is a bathroom tile or a kitchen tile that basically has a storage container glued to the back of it. So think of the tile as being the drawer front, and they glue a container to the back of it, you know, obviously cut a hole up in the wall, and push the tile flush in with all the other tiles. No one would ever think to take it out. But if they did, there would be your secret compartment. So lots of great ideas. Check it out right now at bobvila.com.
Now we've got Joan in Missouri on the line who needs some help building a habitat for some furry friends. What's going on?
I'd like to put an enclosed space on the back of my house for my cat. Not with a solid roof, but with like a wire roof.
Okay.
But the issue is that it's going to be 24 by 22. And
wow.
I don't know. I've built small things, but I'm not sure how to span something that wide. Because I don't want the uprights in the middle.
You must have a really important cat. You're making over 400 square feet of space for that cat. Is that right?
Well, the idea is it's going to just enclose the patio.
I see.
And okay. Then I haven't poured the patio yet.
I see. Well, look, I mean, anything that big qualifies as an addition. It's not just a pen or a patio. I mean, this is a pretty significant addition. So my first question is whether or not you're impacting any zoning laws in your town that would limit what you can do. Now,
no, we have very low limits here.
All right, you have very low limits, okay. But at the same time, you want to make sure that whatever you put in terms of the patio can support the structure. So you say you want to enclose it, and I presume since it's an open roof, you don't ever want to heat it. Is that right?
Right.
You said it would be open, but you're not going to have any rain protection over it?
No.
Well, what kind of roof structure are you thinking about?
I'm thinking like hardware cloth. I just want something that will keep, like, birds, obviously, out and, you know, wildlife, stray cats, that sort of thing.
I don't know. I mean, it seems to me if you're going to build something that's 22 by 24, that's a pretty big construction project. I'd put a roof on it at the same time because who knows, maybe somebody who buys your house in the future would love to have an enclosed patio and would, you know, be particularly important that they'd have a roof at the same time. Anything that you put on there in terms of, you know, cloth or temporary is just not going to last very long. And frankly, it won't be tough enough to keep birds and insects from nesting it.
Oh, no. Hardware cloth is like large square screen wire.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about, but I'm just thinking that you're going to have to put – to have something that's that span, like if it's going to be, say, 22 foot off your house, you have to have some sort of a structure to support that. You can't the hardware cloth or whatever you use is not going to just sit by itself. It's going to have kind of like a roof structure, a roof rafter structure.
Right, that's what I'm – I don't know how to do.
Yeah, and it's a good question because it's actually a lot of work to do that. First of all, what is this a one-story house or is it a two-story house?
Yes, one-story.
One-story. So that those beams, those rafters, to have any kind of slope to them would have to start up way high on the roof, and this means you have to intersect them with your existing roof. This is a big project, and it's not something I think you should take on lightly, but anything of that size is an awful lot of work, and I think you would be...
I wasn't going to do it. Myself, I was going to have my sons do it, but I would have to be the one to design it and tell them what, you know, how to do it.
But you don't have the skill set to do that. So
no.
I think you would be wise to get some professional help, at least on the layout and the specs for this, because there's a lot of changes, you know, a lot of decisions that have to be made. And most of the time, if you tackle something like this, I can just tell you, I've seen it time and time again. If you tackle something like this and it's not done well, it is going to devalue your house. It is going to be an eyesore. It's going to be a maintenance headache, and people are going to be really turned off by it if you ever want to sell. So I would put the time and the effort into it to design a nice, solid roof patio space. You can have it furnished if you want. You can let the cats in there. You keep the water out. You know, you could even think about heating it at some point in the future or cooling it. But I would not do it, you know.
But this is pretty much a professional project.
It really is a professional project. Of that size, yeah, that's a professional project.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie. The Angie app helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus book and pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Well, with more time at home over this past year, the desire to fix up your home sweet home was stronger than ever. We're going to take a look at some of the most popular projects that occurred over 2020 next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the Simple Mat.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You are invited to participate in the 16th annual 4-H FFA Community Barbecue, which will be held Saturday, July 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. The drive-thru event includes your choice of lamb, pork, beef, or goat, with corn on the cob, barbecue beans, coleslaw, bread, and a drink. Tickets are $10 and are available for pre-sale from 4-H FFA members, the 4-H office, and Muse Trucking, or can be purchased at the barbecue. Please join us in making this a successful event.
Presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, the pandemic changed so many things about our daily lives, but one positive effect was that it provided both the opportunity and the inspiration for millions of homeowners to take on DIY projects that they'd been putting off. I mean, with more time at home, the desire to improve those spaces was stronger than ever. And with no commutes, we had more time. And with no vacations or dinners out, we had the ability to redirect those funds to fixing up home sweet home.
That's right. So to learn how to tackle those projects, a lot of folks turn to videos produced by credible expert sources like the Quikrete Company, who saw their video traffic go up by 50%. So with us to talk about the most popular projects those videos have been driving is Frank Owen from Quikrete. Welcome, Frank. And I think we've seen you in some of these videos, like the one where you build an outdoor kitchen. How fun.
Yeah, I didn't realize that my hair was that gray until after I shot that video.
Listen, you want somebody that looks experienced to teach you how to build something like an outdoor kitchen. You were kind of an early adopter of the idea of creating how-to videos, and I know that you have continued to increase the number of videos in your library, and you have pretty much any project imaginable that you would want to do with concrete available at quikrete.com and pavestone.com. What have you seen as the most interesting and the most popular projects throughout this pandemic?
Yeah, it really is interesting, and we have about 70 videos now, and they range everything from how to fix cracks in driveways to building a stucco wall to pouring slabs and setting posts, and once we got through all the pretty rudimentary and common building projects, we got into casting projects like how to do pendant lamps out of concrete or fire pits, and I probably half of our videos now are more project based as opposed to pretty basic application things. So, and one of the other things I've done is started utilizing bloggers. There's so much interest out there in concrete projects and how to use concrete as a artistic medium. We actually did a casting call and asked for influencers to send in their ideas and videos, and we started supporting them. So it's been really interesting to see where all this goes. But last year we had 80 million video views.
Wow.
Concrete projects and casting projects, and it really, you were dead on. As people were at home, we saw an amazing spike in our website traffic. It was project-based. People were really looking at different concepts of what they might be able to do in their backyard or how to beautify their home because they were spending so much time there. We also did a lot of research as this was starting to happen, because when the pandemic hit, we had no idea what it was going to bring. I wish I could say I could have anticipated that the interest in our products was going to spike, but we had no idea.
Concrete projects are something that folks at first glance are intimidated because they think of, oh, the huge concrete truck, I could never handle all that myself. And they don't really realize that with a couple of bags of concrete, you can do dozens of cool things around the house. You mentioned some of the vases and things like that, but pouring a concrete slab, fixing steps, resurfacing things. There's so much you can do with concrete,
And the nice thing about your videos is you walk us through step by step and really shorten the learning curve dramatically.
Yeah, it really is. Once you understand some basics of using concrete and even understand the fact that adding more water doesn't make it better, or easier to place, because the more water you add to concrete, it tends to make it, less strong.
Weaker, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, weaker. We started a contest years ago called One Bag Wonder, and it was basically a contest, and we do it every year. Take a bag of any kind of quickcrete, doesn't matter what it is, and create something. The projects are evaluated, and we give awards. But the one that won last year was someone made an electric guitar out of concrete.
I saw that. That was amazing. What artistry. And, aside from that, gosh, the complete range of projects that people are coming up with. I mean, that there was a lot of competition, but, man, you can't beat a Fender guitar out of concrete.
You can, a Les Paul. A Les Paul would be better than a Fender.
Yeah. You know where the whole thing broke down, though, is when we try to spin it like you do on stage. It's just so heavy.
Yeah, you don't want to be swinging that thing around either.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, and you know what, Frank? I think that quickcrete has so many different types of concrete, but I think specifically the fast-setting concrete really sort of dominated why people were so interested in these projects.
It really does. We invented this product maybe 30 years ago, and it uses a special type of cement that not only sets quicker, but gains strength quicker. So the original concept for it was you can dig a hole and to set a post, pour the product in dry, and then just pour water on top, and it sets hard. And actually, the water migrates through the concrete, and it's a great way to set a post. It's very easy, and it's structurally sound. But really, over the years, it's, we still promote the faceting post, no mixing application. But faceting concrete, people are using it for, slabs and sidewalks and walkmaker projects and, you name it, they're using it. Because, like, for example, you can set a post in 20 minutes, start building on it in a few hours, which if you're using normal concrete, you're looking at probably a day before you could do any of that.
Absolutely. And the fact that you don't have to mix this outside of the hole just makes the project so much easier. There's no cleanup. You don't have to worry about the water and the concrete mix. You're essentially watering the hole, right? I mean, you drop the post in, you tamp it down, and you water the hole, and the product does the rest.
Yeah, exactly right. I don't know that you can make it much easier than that, other than if you could make concrete lighter. Yeah, I've set a lot of posts in my day, and I like the 50-pound bags more than the 80.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to do a big project, and I think I told you about this in one of our phone calls not too long ago, where I need 250 60-pound bags of quickcrete for my basement. And I told that I could get 50-pound, 60-pound, and 80-pound. I said, I'm going to kill myself with 80, but I think I could handle the 50. So I decided to go 60 and put a little challenge there and do a few less bags. But, you're right. You start swinging those all day, it gets pretty heavy pretty quick. Hey, I want to ask you about resurfacing concrete, because I think that this is a project that people get wrong. They often use the wrong products when they're trying to repair deteriorated concrete surfaces. Coming out of the fall, for example, out of the winter, you often see concrete that's been damaged by rock salt and things of this nature. And you need to have a special type of concrete product to apply and resurface those types of areas. Otherwise, it's just going to split and crack and fall right off the next time you have a freeze-thaw cycle. And for that, you guys invented ReCap. And this is another example of a product that you made very, very easy. Can you talk to us about how that works and why you need ReCap over other types of concrete when you're doing a repair to a surface?
Yeah, about 15 years ago, we launched a product called Concrete Resurfacer. And at the time, the polymers that were available that we used and worked to develop had the ability to bond the concrete resurfacer to the existing slab pretty successfully. What we do is we test it to see if you can imagine pulling on the resurfacer after it's cured out to see what that bond is. How much force does it take to pull that off? And back then, if it was about equal to the bond of concrete to itself. So you can imagine kind of pulling concrete apart. When you're resurfacing concrete in a thin application, the first thing you have to do is you've got to make sure your surface is very well prepared with a high-strength pressure washer, and you have to get all the grease and oil off and that type of thing. And that's been a very successful product for us. But over the years, new technology came down the pike, and we were able to develop a proprietary polymer additive that is four times stronger bond than our original product that provides that much more peace of mind. You know, it holds up to freeze-thaw cycles through many, many, many winters and really becomes a permanent part of your concrete. And some of the other things that we did is we worked to improve its flowability and its workability and all that kind of thing. It's a second-generation product, but we've been working on, adding technology to it over the years, and it really is a phenomenal product for resurfacing a driveway or a patio or a sidewalk.
The product is called Recap. Frank Owens from Quikrete, thanks so much, Frank, for all the great work you guys have done to produce videos to guide us through these projects, and continued success with all of the products that make that possible.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I really enjoyed talking to you both.
If you'd like to learn more about these products, head on over to Quikrete.com and also check out Pavestone.com for a wide selection of blocks that you can use to create all sorts of cool stuff, including that outdoor kitchen that we were teasing Frank about at the top of today's interview. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Coming up, summer thunderstorms can really give your roof a beating. But if one gets so bad that it causes a major leak, the repair might be covered by your home insurance. We're going to explain why next.
You live in a money pit.
Create your outdoor oasis with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets to fire pits and planters.
Then tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden.
And through May 31st, save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store. There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com, Quikrete.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. We'd love to hear what you are working on, and we are standing by to help. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find pros for all of your home projects with the Angie app, so download the Angie app today.
Hey, if you guys are doing some traveling this summer, you might want to check out our new sweepstakes. It's called the Safe at Home Sweepstakes. It's going on right now at moneypit.com.
It's presented by Deep Sentinel, which is the only security camera system with live security guards watching. They're going to monitor your camera footage in real time.
I think that is so important because pretty much every other camera system out there, you see it after the fact. Like, you know, if the guy stole a package off your porch, you're like, yeah, he stole a package off my porch. The package didn't just disappear, but you didn't catch him in the act. That's what these guys can do. They can intervene to stop a crime, or they can call authorities in seconds. And that kind of service just doesn't exist for residential security systems. So we're so pleased to partner with them. You can win a three-camera system worth nearly $1,900 or one of 5 one-camera systems, plus a full year of live guard surveillance.
Now, you can enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes once a day at MoneyPit.com. Plus, if you share the sweeps with friends, you can earn bonus entries.
That's right. So enter today, enter every day at MoneyPit.com.
Well, your roof keeps you warm, safe, and dry, but if it springs a major leak, would the repairs be covered by your home insurance? The answer is, you know, a definite maybe, but here's how you know.
Yeah. Now, if your room has been damaged by what the insurance company, because they always make it so super clear, call a covered peril, the insurance company covers it. Now, what the heck's covered peril? Well, it simply means that the leak is attributable to damage by something your insurance is designed to cover. Like, let's say a tree falls through the roof and damages the shingles, or maybe a severe storm like a hurricane or a tornado tears through the house and causes some damage. That's covered. And sometimes it can actually be a pretty sweet deal for homeowners because it doesn't matter how old the roof is when the damage happened, you're most likely going to get a brand new roof courtesy of your insurance company.
Yeah, and by the way, if the leak is covered, coverage would also be likely to extend to any additional damage that it caused, like damage to the interior walls, the floor, the ceiling, even damage to your belongings like TVs and maybe even other appliances. However, if that leak is just caused by wear and tear or a lack of normal maintenance, that's not going to be covered. For example, leaks around places where plumbing pipes stick through that roof or where the flashing between the roof and a chimney gets loose, those things are not covered.
Yeah, you can't just ignore all your normal maintenance and expect to be able to, file a claim with your insurance company once something really bad happens, like mold starts to grow. So make sure you stay on top of that. But the best way to know what is and isn't covered is, of course, to check the declaration page of your homeowner's insurance policy. If you don't feel you've got enough coverage or the right type of coverage, you can always purchase additional endorsements like flood policies, for example, to make sure that you are totally protected.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. And the Money Pit is presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you're trying to make the most of these summer months, why not move your kitchen to the outside? We're going to share some tips to make it easier than it sounds next.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit. We're here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself by posting your questions to moneypit.com or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jeff is trying to decide the best option for finishing his exterior trim. Now, Jeff says, I'm getting ready to have a contractor repair and replace the gutters and the damaged fascia on my home, and I have the option to just repaint what's there or wrap everything with aluminum so it'll never have to paint again. What's your advice?
Well, I mean, they're both good options, right? The wrapping of all the old wood trim with aluminum, it is the perfect time to do that because you're changing out the gutters, because doing it any other time means you got to replace the gutters or take them out, you know, to actually get the aluminum fascia in there. I mean, we did that years ago on our old house, and I'm not unhappy that I did that. And we've actually painted even the aluminum over the years because, you know, when it gets to be 20 years old, it starts to fade and look like heck. So the paint actually stays on it better than it did on the wood. So I think that that's a great option, and now is the time to do it. Of course, it's going to be an expense for you because that's going to cost a lot more than just painting it. But it's kind of the thing that if you're going to be in the house for the long haul, why not do it now and kind of be done with it? I think it's going to look great.
I mean, it really does look quite exceptional, and it just finishes up the space perfectly. And it is a spot on the home that gets a lot of wear and tear just because of the exposure. So this really gives you the chance to keep those materials lasting a long time and looking really good.
Well, if you're trying to make the most of these beautiful, warm summer months, you might want to think about moving your kitchen outside. It's actually not as complicated as that sounds, and Leslie's got ideas in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, we live outside all summer long, and we love to cook out there. And now, there are so many cool ways to do that, right?
I mean, really, there's so many things that you can put in an outdoor kitchen that, you know, most likely you don't have on an inside kitchen that really makes that space totally amazing. I mean, if you go on Pinterest, you see tons of boards of outdoor kitchens that are tricked out with, like, highly specialized ranges, pizza ovens, even chandeliers. But average Joes, you guys, those of us that don't have a ton of money to spend, can have a spectacular space too. All you really need is a great grill and some weatherproof decor. Now, if you can afford it, it's also nice to add a small workspace where you can prep the food that you're about to grill. If not, some simple backyard tables will do. You just want to make sure you keep dedicated outdoor cooking utensils handy as well. And you can have a fridge outside. I mean, it really is a great place to keep your drinks cold, keep leftovers from spoiling during the party, keep whatever you're about to grill next just close by. I mean, so many great things. Now, if you have the option, cleaning up outside is really great. And I mean, there are a lot of easy upgrades available out there, like a sink station that just attaches to a garden hose. It's so great to have the option to just rinse your hands off outside, or, you know, anything that really makes it, you know, easier to be outside and not go back inside all the time. Now, you want to make sure that you follow your home's architectural style. Your outdoor kitchen can really become an extension of the indoor living space, regardless of whether your home is Victorian, craftsman, ranch style, whatever it is, your outdoor space should reflect that same style, and it will be seamless. So whatever you're working on, always remember you must include a fire pit. They really do make the space. They're going
to required.
I mean, seriously, they add instant ambiance, warmth. They're going to let you enjoy that outdoor kitchen into the cooler months. And, I mean, there are so many great varieties of fire pits out there, from store-bought ones to ones that you can fabricate on your own to kits. Just have one, because they really make a great addition to your yard.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about outside colors, because the right colors can make a big impact on curb appeal, and if it's done well, it can even help increase the value of your home. We'll share some easy color updates that can make a big impression and a great return on investment on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Democrats should not expect any support of the infrastructure compromise from Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn.
Blackburn says even the moderate compromise infrastructure bill fails to focus enough on real infrastructure needs like good highways.
We have personal cars and trucks, and we're a logistics state with a lot of heavy haul.
Senator Blackburn accusing the Democrats of trying to push what she calls a complete redefinition of what infrastructure is.
People want to see roads and bridges repaired. They want to see rivers cleared.
Senator Blackburn was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall says many Democrats, including some close to the president, oppose reaching a compromise.
The Senate, bipartisan senators, could get this job done, but somebody behind the curtain in the White House is keeping us from making any progress on it.
Anti-government activist Ammon Bundy came out with his first video announcing his campaign to become governor of Idaho. Bundy said he wants to defend the state from President Biden and, quote, those in the deep state that control him. Last month, Bundy filed documents with the Idaho Secretary of State's office to run as a Republican in the 2022 gubernatorial primary. A set of bipartisan bills to rein in the power of the country's largest tech company, splintering the conservative movement.
The fight is pitting the politically powerful Koch Network, which advocates for the government to stay out of business, against major tech opponents on the right, like News Corp Executive Chair Rupert Murdoch, who spent years working behind the scenes to curb the reach of Facebook and Google. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy weighed in against the legislation Wednesday, saying, quote, it only gives Democrats in the federal government more power to tip the scales. The antitrust bill supporters say the Koch groups are simply out of touch with the populist GOP base that feels censored and silenced by the tech giants. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
A Kansas judge starts the eviction process for a tenant behind on payments.
The move by Johnson County Magistrate Daniel Vokens comes in advance of a federal moratorium that expires at the end of the month. Vokens telling an eviction hearing he doesn't think the moratorium that was issued last year by the CDC is, quote, enforceable. With it set to expire, more than 4 million people nationally say they fear being evicted or foreclosed upon. Kansas had its own eviction moratorium, but it expired May 28th. Jason Walker reporting.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has solemnly sworn to navigate his country out of a deepening economic troubles as he's concluding a major ruling party meeting. He acknowledged food shortages, and he also urged officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation with the United States. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An ammo shortage is showing no signs of improving.
Gun sales in the U.S. have soared over the past 15 months as people sought protection in response to a wave of civil unrest. But ammunition inventories that were depleted during the pandemic are showing no sign of improving. The unprecedented demand for firearms has made it difficult for manufacturers to keep ammunition on store shelves. A recent survey of 1,800 customers found three-quarters of respondents encountered out-of-stock issues when trying to purchase ammunition. Patrick Frost reporting. Gun sales in the U.S. have soared over the past.
A federal judge has ruled for the state of Florida, in a lawsuit challenging the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, making it difficult for cruise ships to sail due to coronavirus pandemic. The judge ruled that Florida would be harmed if the CDC order effectively blocking most cruises were to continue. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Fox News radio studios in New York City. Fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We'll be privileged to be joined by one of the great foreign policy minds in the country, Ian Bremmer, president of the Eurasia Group and G-Zero Media. He'll be with us. I got to get his perspective on the G7, the NATO summit, and, of course, the squaring off between Vladimir Putin as well as Joe Biden, who's back home now. The vice president of the United States seems to have gotten a total pass over her horrendous visit to Guatemala and Mexico, where she couldn't answer tough questions like, why haven't you gone to the border? So we'll talk about that, too, and we come to you from New York and heard around the country. around the world, a country that's beginning to open up from sea to shining sea. Let's go to the Big Three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
It reads to me like they are agreeing to split what we all call infrastructure from what the squad calls infrastructure. So we're going to split the two bills. But if they require Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin and all the other moderate Democrats to vote for both bills, then what have Republicans gained? I mean, you still get the whole bill.
Trey Gowdy spelling it out about what is a good deal and a bad deal. Moving. That's what seems to be happening on the massive voting, that's H.R. 1, and infrastructure bills, as the most powerful Joe in Washington, Manchin, is starting to release his demands to fellow Dems. Hold on tight. This could get crazy.
Number two.
Today, we are announcing that Texas will build a border wall in our state to help secure our border. I told you that Texas would step up and respond. Today, we begin that response.
I'm not sure they can, but man, they are determined, taking it into their own hands. States citing a common cause, securing the border and their safety and security, now combining efforts to build a wall and sending their own National Guard to the border to help out Arizona and Texas, as calls to help those states are answered by governors, not Vice President Harris.
Number one.
I told President Putin my agenda is not against Russia. It's for the American people. Fighting COVID-19, rebuilding our economy, reestablishing relationships around the world with our allies and friends, and protecting the American people. That's my responsibility as president.
Wow, what was said, what was promised, and what was accomplished, and why I'm the rubber, you're glue defense might just work for now for the Russians, as the fawning American press give old Joe a complete pass, despite a befuddling blow-up at the end to CNN. Joining us now, a man that will never respond emotionally to a foreign policy issue, Ian Bremmer. He's cool and calculated and knowledgeable, the president of Eurasia Group and G-Zero Media. Ian, welcome back.
Hey, Brian. Great to be with you, man.
So, Ian, you've seen how many have you covered between the G7s when they were the G8s and the NATO summits? You've seen a lot of this stuff, right?
Yeah, dozens. Absolutely.
So give me an idea. Bring me through this. A 78-year-old president who's been on the scene since the 70s, who is, used to be chairman of foreign relations, goes and visits some leaders that he knows, some he knows well, some he knows of, that was just vice president. How was he received on his first stop?
He was received well because the allies are generally happy to have anyone but Trump. That's particularly true for the European Union. Having said that, the bigger story is that anti-China sentiment is growing everywhere. Here in the United States, bipartisan, but also among our Asian allies in the Quad, that's Japan, Australia, and India, all of whom were invited as special guests to the G7, and among the European allies too. If there was a big takeaway from this week, the big takeaway is this was a bad week for Beijing. Italy said they're leaving Belt and Road, the only G7 member that had joined. The coordination in the communique that came out of the G7 on China was like nothing we had ever seen before. U.S. legislation, anti-China legislation, bipartisan fashion, moving through Senate in the last week. And the United States and the Europeans buried the hatchet on that big multi-billion dollar Airbus-Boeing trade conflict, the orientation much more on China as well. So, I mean, that was probably the most significant takeaway. Maybe the U.S. gets a little bit of credit for that, but it's mostly that Xi Jinping has been screwing up.
Couple of things. I'm going to read you some. I don't have the whole thing in front of me. I just looked it up now from Monday. This is what's in the text of the G7 read. Their goal is strengthening transparency and accountability, including reiterating our commitment to the full implementation and improved compliance with the international health regulations. So they have this readout. I'm trying to see what the readout is on China. It seems so benign. I'm surprised you think it's aggressive.
Yeah, you have the announcement of this Build Back Better world, which is meant to be a direct competitor to the digital Belt and Road that Beijing is doing, getting the Quad and the Europeans.
Listen, I love that idea, but Ian, let me. There was no money behind it. There's no strategy there. It's just a proposal right now, right?
Actually, there is money behind it. The first multi-billion deal on telecom in Southeast Asia is coming in the next few weeks. It's just that the Europeans hadn't really been read in, and they didn't like the fact this was being driven by the U.S. and Asian allies. Actually started under the Trump administration with Australia, Japan, and the U.S. about a year ago, and Biden picked it up. Again, China policy, one of the only areas, Brian, where you're seeing broad bipartisan agreement in the United States of every issue of foreign policy. You also saw direct statements against Chinese treatment of South China Sea issues, Taiwan, the Uyghurs, the Europeans supporting the United States in an investigation into the origins of COVID. Not that anyone expects we're going to get transparency from China, but the Chinese can't believe that this is happening right now, right? So, I mean, the fact that you've got all of these American allies actually putting their names on something like this, China was by far the most contentious piece of the discussion in the G7. They even shut the internet off while they were having the behind closed doors conversation because they didn't want any of the disagreements to get out. And at the end, they all actually framed it the same way. I mean, I have to say, G7s are usually nothing burgers. They actually moved on this one.
So now they used to control 51% of the world's economic power. Now it's 30% of the world's economy. And in response, China basically said that the days of the G7 dictating global opinions and rules are over. So ever since President Xi became the president for life throughout elections, they've been a different country. They've been much more belligerent and determined to oust us from the number one spot. But when you see that Germany, and evidently Germany in particular, seems more concerned about trade than they are what they say is starting another Cold War, do you think Germany signed on to this?
Yeah, I think that that's the right question, Brian. The Germans and the French are the countries that are least aligned with the United States on this. But they still far prefer the idea of a multilateral order that has rule of law and respect for human rights than they do China being able to dictate outcomes to other countries. So, no, they don't want a Cold War. But the United States doesn't want a Cold War either. I mean, part of this issue is that in the U.S., the national security arms of government are very strong in their influence in creating policy. In Germany, I mean, German intelligence, German Defense Department, the Ministry of Defense, they generally are aligned with the United States. They just have nowhere near the level of influence in overall German policy because they don't spend very much on defense. And because intelligence in Germany is not like a very significant developed part of their government. So that's where the misalignment really comes from. It's less that the Germans only care about their business and the United States only cares about national security. Keep in mind, Brian, you know, you've got a lot of very significant actors in the U.S. that desperately want to engage more in China. Think about, you know, the CEO of Goldman Sachs or Larry Fink, or think about LeBron James or Elon Musk. I mean, these are serious American figures that only want to do more business in China. The thing is that American policymakers are much less aligned with them than you have on the continent of Europe.
Yeah, I mean, I actually thought that there'd be more momentum because even without the pandemic, the aggression of China was alarming. Then they poison the world, lie about it, blame us, still haven't told us how it happened, resent all investigation, don't give us direct access to it. It seems like so many people are compromised in our medical community. Now there seems to be a push to find out where this thing started. Now that you can't say Donald Trump is being xenophobic, you could actually say this Wuhan lab needs to be examined. And if you look at the genomes and the makeup of this virus, it looks it's manufactured. That's not Brian or Ian Bremmer saying that. These Dr. Kwai saying that. It's Jamie Metzl saying this. It's other experts saying you have to look at this. So there's growing momentum there. But to not have a joint communique, I thought the joint communique could have been stronger. And yesterday, when Fox actually asked a question and about China, and he basically says China is doing everything to be transparent about the virus. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Just to answer the question. I know about diplomatic speak, but the WHO doing the investigation means we're never going to get to the bottom of it. And the fact that they can't get access means, again, they're not going to get to the bottom of it. So you see something beyond what I see.
Well, I completely agree with you. We are never going to get access from the Chinese government on this issue, period. What I'm telling you, Japan is the third largest economy in the world. They are our strongest ally in Asia. The Japanese prime minister was the first leader invited to have a head of state meeting in the United States to the White House by President Biden. South Korea was number two. Japan is 100% aligned with the United States on China policy right now. Australia, 100% aligned with the United States on China policy. Canada, damn close. The UK, not so far off. As you mentioned, Germany, less so, but still more aligned today than they have been over the last 5 years. What I'm telling you, Brian, is that all of this behavior by China is actually creating a significant backlash. Yes, we experience it more strongly in Washington and New York than some of our allies do around the world, but there is momentum on this issue. And if I were Xi Jinping right now or one of his advisors, I'd have to be concerned that my strategy is not working the way you might think it would. I mean, for all of China's cover-up of the pandemic, they were the first economy to roar back. Their supply chain reopened. They did the quarantine. They did the lockdowns, the contact tracing. They were the one major economy in the world that was growing in 2020. The only other economy that grew was like Vietnam is number 35 or 37. Literally no one else grew. You would think that would make them more confident. You'd think that'd give them more influence. Not at all. Not at all. So, I mean, for all of the this takes time and we don't have a lot of global leadership and right. The United States is politically divided, what I'm saying is if you really want to take a look at this week in totality and not just from the U.S. perspective but from the global perspective, what you see is that this was a bad week for Beijing.
I hear you. Here's the answer I was referring to Peter Doocy's question on China.
China's trying very hard to project itself as a responsible and very, very forthcoming nation, that they are trying very hard to talk about how they're taking and helping the world in terms of COVID-19 and vaccines, and they're trying very hard. Look, certain things you don't have to explain to the people of the world. They see the results. Is China really actually trying to get to the bottom of this?
So you read between the lines for me.
Yeah, they're not trying at all. And what's
so why not say that?
This?
Why not use that? Tell me if I'm wrong. Why not just say the China's actions? We still have so many questions. Their actions since this virus slammed the world has literally cost millions of lives because they weren't transparent about what was about to hit us. And we in the U.S. and we thought the CDC had the right test when we had our first open known test in Washington, but we had the wrong test because China told us it was something different than it was. With 600,000 Americans dead, a million dead around the world, we demand that country be transparent how it happened at the very least to stop the next one. Why not be that? To me, is I get it.
Yeah, I think that Biden could have been stronger in his language on that issue, absolutely, but I think the point still, anyone listening understood what that point was. I think that the United States today is in the strongest position in the world in terms of our ability to respond now to coronavirus. We've got the vaccines.
Yep.
They're the best vaccines in the world. We've rolled them out. Our allies are a little bit behind us, but not much. The Canadians only about a month or two behind us. Europeans, same thing. Japanese are having the biggest problems right now, but even they're improving. And we have the ability to make a difference. China pretending that they're able to help the world. Actually, the announcement from the United States and our allies at the G7, we're doing 500 million additional vaccines that we're delivering to the poorer countries of the world. Our allies are matching us on that. It's too small. It's too late. But it's still the biggest display of leadership from any quarter, anywhere in the world, mm-hmm. since the pandemic actually started. That is a really good position for America and its allies to be in as we're sitting down on the global stage. And I think we want to take advantage of that. If there's anything you want to criticize in the last week, it's that we're hitting singles when we should be swinging for the fences. That would be my point.
Okay.
You know, I got one other point, Brian,
yep.
is that for all of the partisanship in the United States right now, yep. we're so divided, we feel so divided, have so many political enemies. When we announced that we were doing 500 million vaccines for poor countries, that we're donating them, I did not see one member of Congress, not a Democrat, not a Republican, criticize that at all. An act of charity, an Absolutely. Act of responsible leadership from the United States. We all came together and said, good for us. Thank God we're doing that again. But, hey, that's a pretty good message, frankly.
I hear you. All right. Go ahead. How do we get your newsletter?
You look us up on gzeromedia.com. Check out what we're doing.
Ian Bremmer, thanks so much. Appreciate the insight.
Great talking to you.
All right, back in a moment. And then we have Ambassador Alex Vershbow, who used to be a NATO deputy secretary and an ambassador to Russia and South Korea.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321321. That's POWER to 321321.
This is Fox on Justice. In Washington, a 36-member bipartisan panel met to begin a six-month public study of the Supreme Court. Appointed by President Biden, the commission will look at potentially changing the number of justices on the court, even life tenure. In 1937, President Franklin D. Roosevelt wanted 15 justices on the court, a plan called court packing. The plan failed. In 1983, Delaware Senator Joe Biden criticized Roosevelt's plan.
It was a bonehead idea. It was a terrible mistake to make.
The Constitution does not establish a set number of justices, though it's been nine since 1869, 4 years after the end of the Civil War. Georgetown law professor Paul Smith.
There is a long tradition in Washington of appointing a commission when you're trying to do something that is not actually doing anything. You know, this looks like it may be that.
The commission will put out a report by November, but to make significant changes to the court, both houses of Congress would have to sign off along with the president. David Spunt, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Barack Obama ran an almost flawless campaign in 2008, concluding with his election as the 44th president and the first African-American to lead the United States. In early 2008, he spoke to supporters in Chicago.
The challenges we face will not be solved with one meeting in one night. It will not be resolved on even a super-duper Tuesday. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Progressive Health Call for Health. Last week, the Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention approved emergency use of the COVID vaccine for teens ages 12 to 15. The CDC also reminding us that side effects after getting a vaccine are a normal sign the body is building protection. They say some side effects could be similar to what adults get and could impact your kids' ability to do daily activities, but should go away in a few days. Some of those side effects could be anything from tiredness to headaches, muscle pains, and fever and chills. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky in a video posted on Twitter.
They can be asymptomatic carriers and bring it home so that other people who are more vulnerable can get sick from them.
The CDC also recommends your teens get the vaccine as soon as possible so you'll be one step closer to enjoying the many things you had stopped doing because of the pandemic, like visiting grandparents. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I appreciate it. We're going to go inside the Russia story. I didn't get to Russia because I was kind of struck by Ian Bremmer's thought, and I hope he is 100% right, and his sources are fantastic. If you've ever seen him on television, he doesn't really play politics, and I appreciate that. But he is more optimistic than ever before about us and about our ability to take on China and that the world understands how bad it is. Now, let's be honest. What more evidence do you need that China is a problem? Do you know today they went into the Democratic newspaper, the newspaper that's been very critical of them in Hong Kong, and they arrested everybody. They steamrolled and took over the whole province. They broke the international agreement that they signed with the British, saying they were going to be autonomous within China. Didn't happen. Done. They continue to harass Taiwan. And those are the minor things compared to everything else they've done. And now the world community has to demand to see how this virus started. And I think part of the reason is that you will find that many people in the West, many organizations in the West, Anthony Fauci on down, found a way to contribute to this gain-of-function research that might have indeed created a virus that is so lethal we couldn't stop it for 15 months. And maybe that is why people are covering for China. And when it first started, I believe they didn't know what was happening. And then they overreacted, and then they just hoped it would go away. Instead, it started in Europe, then came to our shores in New York, then went to Washington, so they hit us in the West, and then they hit us in the East. We need answers.
Inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is House Call for Health. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized the marketing of a diagnostic aid device to help diagnose autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. The Cognoa ASD diagnosis aid uses learning-based software and will help healthcare providers diagnose symptoms of the disease in kids 18 months through 5 years old. It's a learning algorithm that uses parent, caregiver, video analyst, or healthcare provider's input to help evaluate patients at risk. Dr. Jeff Schurin, the director of the FDA's Center for Devices and Radiological
Neurological Health says autism spectrum disorder can delay a child's physical, cognitive, and social development, including motor skills development, learning, communication, and interacting with others. The earlier ASD can be diagnosed, the more quickly intervention strategies and appropriate therapies can begin. The CDC estimates ASD impacts about 1 in 54 children and is difficult to diagnose because symptoms can vary greatly. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
October 30th, 1974. It was the Rumble in the Jungle. World heavyweight champion George Foreman and former world champion Muhammad Ali entered the ring in Zaire in one of the first Don King promoted boxing matches. Muhammad Ali regained the world title from a younger and stronger Foreman and spoke to the press after the fight.
I had one hell of a rumble. I had to beat Tarzan's behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle for this fight. I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with the whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man. I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
First responders in Florida that came to the rescue of a mother and daughter makes today's Dean's List. Crystal Cazella and her mom, Michelle Warren, were in their mobile home when a tree fell on her daughter's bedroom in Ormond Beach. Crystal says she heard it fall, and she didn't think she would make it out. When she saw the damage, she says it's a miracle she survived. Their home was crushed. Crystal was sleeping and her mom was in the living room. Michelle says she kept hearing her daughter scream her name and was helpless. Volusia County first responders came to the rescue, saying in a Facebook post that occupants still inside the home were carefully extricated and no injuries were reported. Crystal says words can't express how she feels because if they hadn't shown up, no one would have gotten to her. It's truly incredible that they both survived. And thank you to the first responders who came to their rescue. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
But as for American sources, they've said that most of the cyber attacks in the world are carried out from the cyber realm of the United States. In second place is Canada. Afterwards, Latin American countries, and then comes Great Britain. Russia on this list. Where's Russia on this list? Well, we are a country whose cyber territory has the most... Russia's not on the list.
Is that hysterical? This is the country that has these ransomware experts besieging our nation, first with the Colonial Pipeline, and then, of course, with this meat from manufacturing company that means so much to our country and others. And then we find out how many attacks are taking place on a regular basis, almost all located inside Russia, but they're not on the list. We are the worst. Isn't that interesting? That's what happens when you leave Vladimir Putin alone on the world stage with nobody to push back. Ambassador Alexander Vershbo is with us now. Man, what credentials. NATO Deputy Secretary General from 2012 to 16. He was also U.S. Ambassador to NATO, Russia, South Korea, and Assistant Secretary of Defense. Currently a Distinguished Fellow at the Atlantic Council. Ambassador, welcome back.
Good to be here, Brian.
Ambassador, what do you think about how the events of what came out of the three-hour face-to-face between President Biden, President Putin, and then the single press conferences after? What do you walk away with?
Well, I think on the whole, Biden came away in a good position to put Putin kind of more to the test over the next few months, and we'll see whether he's ready to change his behavior. I'm not optimistic about that. But I think it was actually better that they didn't do a joint press conference. Putin is a master of rhetorical tricks, and what you just were playing shows that he lies through his teeth when it comes to accepting Russian responsibility for cyber attacks. He claims they have no troops in eastern Ukraine. I mean, you can't trust a word the guy says. So,
But Ambassador, wouldn't it be great, and with all due respect, wouldn't it be great to sit there, and even Joe Biden at 78, to say, I'm listening to the interpretation, but I don't understand what you're saying, because that is just not true. The cyber attacks that come from the U.S., I can't even count on one hand. And then when you talk about the attacks, look what has happened from your land, which you admitted to, even over the last 3 weeks. So wouldn't that have been better for the world to see us standing up to him? And wouldn't that have been heartening to the people of Belarus and Ukraine?
Yeah, well, I thought some of the Western journalists did a pretty good job of pushing back on Putin. But I think what Biden did was actually sort of challenge him on a very explicit basis. They said, let's declare 16 kinds of critical infrastructure literally off limits to cyber attacks. And that'll be kind of a verifiable way of testing Putin's claims that Russia has nothing to do with it. If they lay off these 16 categories of critical infrastructure, then Biden will have taken a step forward. If not, he will have exposed Putin for the two-faced liar that he is.
But Ambassador, here's where you have all the years of experience. But from my perspective, being that it's already cost us so much, and if you think of in Virginia paying $7 for gas because some Russian-trained GRU members who are now working on their own as freelancers decide to take the Colonial Pipeline to its knees, because that happens. Why can't there be, starting today, there are no more cyber attacks coming from your country? And these are what we're capable of doing. You turn around that page and you show them the five industries that will be vulnerable if we're hit again. At this point, there's too much at stake. What about the ones that aren't on that top 16 list?
Yeah, well, we haven't seen the list. I don't know how complete it is. But I think the basic approach was a good one to test Putin. And what you say is correct. We have to not only say, but be prepared to act concretely in retaliation for these attacks if they do continue. I mean, it's a complex game, attributing who actually did it and being sure that we don't make ourselves more vulnerable by revealing some of our cyber techniques. But I think that Biden was very clear that we do have very sophisticated capabilities and we're prepared to use them. Not necessarily tit for tat. We may react in an asymmetric way, but definitely hold the Russians accountable if this kind of cyber attacks and ransomware attacks continue. And he has to follow through on that. You can't draw red lines and then fail to enforce them. But I think Biden's pretty experienced. He knows that empty talk would be absolutely counterproductive with a guy like Putin who can sense weakness if you show a glimmer of that.
Absolutely. So maybe by not putting a firm line in the sand, maybe he senses that. But what he did is never answer everybody's question directly. He would turn it around on us. Here he gets a question about how he treats people that are protesting him. And here's what he said. Cut 16.
And an entire movement developed known as Black Lives Matter. I'm not going to comment on that, but here's what I do want to say. What we saw was disorder, destruction, violations of the law, etc. We feel sympathy for the United States of America, but we don't want that to happen on our territory, and we're doing our utmost in order to not allow it to happen. And some fears that has nothing to do with anything.
So he doesn't want unrest in his streets. He saw Black Lives Matter, and he learned from it. What's your take on that?
Yeah.
Do people actually believe this, that they can equate the two?
Well, no, this is a classic Russian disinformation technique. It goes back 100 years. We now call it by the cute name of whataboutism. You know, we raise one thing that they're doing. They say, well, what about how you've persecuted the black people, you know, over the years? And this was exactly what Putin was doing yesterday. And Biden, I think, was very explicit, saying some of these analogies he was drawing were just flat ridiculous. But it shows you how defensive Putin feels about criticism. And I think, again, it was good that he was pressed by the journalists. You know, why do you have so many political oppositionists who are either dead or in prison? Are you afraid of a fair fight in the upcoming parliamentary elections? And the answer is, even though Putin didn't give the answer is yes. He's afraid of any opposition which could ultimately topple his corrupt kleptocratic regime.
So who is he? You watched him emerge. We were coming off Yeltsin. We were helping them. We were sending over bankers to teach him about mortgage systems. And, you know, he obviously had a drinking problem, but he acted heroically in saving Gorbachev. We thought the Russians were heading towards a more open society. Is Vladimir Putin solely responsible for that change? And when he goes, the Russians get back on a more unifying track? Or is there more like him?
Well, I mean, there are definitely more like him. He's built a system that's composed mainly of former KGB officers like himself, people who believe that Russia can only be ruled by a strong hand, by a strong state, that the citizens don't have any inherent rights. And and he does believe that the West is trying to topple his regime. That's how he views the popular protests that have sprung up in Ukraine, in Georgia, in Belarus. But there are still, I think, plenty of Russians who would like to get back on the path that they were on under Gorbachev and Yeltsin. You know, they may be a bit brainwashed by Russian propaganda to think that the West is, if not worse, at least just as bad as Russia. And it'll take some time, I think, for the debate to open up again. And, of course, Putin has changed the Constitution, so he might be in power for another 10 or even 15 years. Yeah, but I do think the Russian people ultimately will push again from the bottom up for the kind of freedom and diversity that they had under Yeltsin. And even in the first couple of years of Putin, when I was ambassador, things weren't anywhere near as bad as they are now. There was still entrepreneurship, people trying to change society through civic organizations. You really had a Western-style society emerging, but Putin has really suppressed all of that, and it'll take a while for sort of the yearnings for freedom to begin to come back.
Ambassador, you know, I guess it's still bad over there with the coronavirus. Their GDP, I looked it up, is 0.0. Their per capita income is $10,000. Ours is $65,000. Not many people want their economy, but they're punching above their weight militarily, and they certainly are showing their muscle in the Ukraine, and now they have a presence in the Middle East. I want you to hear what Garry Kasparov said, you know, the legendary chess player, and he wants democratic reforms like we all want. Listen to what he told me yesterday.
Europe keeps caving in to Putin without American leadership. Yep. And Biden was supposed to stop that, even campaign on it. He called Putin a killer, correctly. But looking tough in Geneva or using strong words doesn't matter. Action matters. And so far, Biden is failing that test. And no matter what he says after this meeting, no matter what kind of press release the White House and State Department will put on, it's the facts, you know, stays there. Putin got what he wanted because there is no common interest. There's no area of cooperation between Putin's mafia regime and the United States.
Was he wrong?
Well, he may go a little too far, but he's right. Actions speak louder than words. I think Biden has done a number of things. He imposed some tough sanctions back in April on a lot of the things that were left hanging in the air at the end of the Trump administration, you know, the bounties on soldiers in Afghanistan.
It's proven not to be true, by the way.
Well, no, I think it was true. I mean, the scope of it was not ever fully verified, but also on the SolarWinds hack and some other things. On the other hand, there were some mixed signals regarding this Nord Stream 2 pipeline. So Biden has to kind of tighten up his team and make clear that these threats will be acted upon if Putin doesn't change his behavior in places like Ukraine or Syria or in terms of the cyber attacks, which I think are the most immediate thing. At the same time, we have to do our homework in reducing our vulnerability. You know, we are very heavily dependent on the Internet, and I think our companies need to invest more in the protection of their networks so that these ransomware attackers don't find us as easy prey.
Absolutely. You got to, if you're a private industry, that's great. Now you got to give a punch list. In order to control our oil and gas, you have to do certain things because you affect the public sector, and that's got to happen almost immediately. I really don't know enough about cyber defense, but I also been told by people that do know that we're as good as it gets. We have that ability, and if the same investment you have to put for environmental causes has to be for cyber protection, because it's not just about you and your profits. It's about us paying $7 for gas. It's about meat not being available in supermarkets or three times of what it is. And I think that has got to be an immediate movement that Republicans and Democrats can get behind. So I got to ask you, when you look at what's happening with China, we've never seen anything like this. They just took Hong Kong. No one's really made a big deal of it. They're threatening to take Taiwan. They're not coming clean on how this coronavirus started or access to the Wuhan lab. How do we stop the Belt and Road program effectively? How do we alert the world to the emergency of needing to act in a united way?
Well, I think the first thing is to, you know, unite other democracies behind a common strategy. And I think Biden made some progress in that regard with the G7 and even at NATO, which has been a bit hesitant to identify China as part of its set of threats. They went much farther under U.S. pressure to do that. But again, you have to act on this. You can't just put out nice declarations at summit meetings. But it's sort of the same way we've been trying to deal with Russia since they invaded Ukraine. Impose costs, create pressures, but also create incentives for them to play by the rules. And I think we actually have a little bit more ability to do that with China because it is a trading nation. It ultimately does depend on having the international rules of the road that everybody abides by, even though it wants to, you know, renegotiate every rule in its favor. But we, you know, but you got to use the leverage very strategically against China. And we do have to, as you mentioned, Taiwan, you know, think of how best to deter the Chinese from doing to Taiwan what the Russians are trying to do to Ukraine. So it means both showing that we're going to stand up for Ukraine, but also shifting some of our military capacity and getting allies lined up in the Asia-Pacific to present a united front to China so they don't do to Taiwan what they did to Hong Kong.
And Ambassador, last question. You're a former Deputy Secretary of General under NATO. President Trump went in there famously and said, you guys got to start paying your fair share, and they did. Millions of dollars more. I think it's $400 million or $1 billion more. When it gets that high, I kind of get confused because I don't have it. But that's one thing. The other area is, by the end of this, Macron was saying NATO is brain dead and kind of pushing it to move forward. Do you think there's something to be said for a president that comes out and say, hey, Germany, this Nord Stream 2, why are we watching your back if you want to get into bed with Russia on energy? And him calling them out on that. Do you think there was something to be said for somebody that was trying to lead, even if it upset people?
Yeah, well, I had a lot of problems with the way that President Trump treated allies. I think a lot of the bullying was counterproductive. It was probably President Putin invading Ukraine, which had the biggest effect on allied defense spending. But yes, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline was exactly what you said. You know, how can we invest so much of U.S. taxpayers' money in NATO when Germany is building another pipeline, which will make Europe more dependent on Russian gas and potentially undercut Ukraine's security as well by depriving them of revenues from gas transit. So even if Trump had his doubtful tactics on that particular issue, he was right. And Biden has to send a clear signal on that issue.
You let him complete it. It's a terrible signal.
Well, it was 95% done, even
with
all the sanctions that were imposed by Congress over the last few years. But we now have to focus on making sure it doesn't become operational unless we get some clear guarantees from the Russians that Ukraine will not be the big loser and that they're not going to manipulate gas supplies for political reasons. Those easier said than done.
Hey, thanks so much, Ambassador. Your wealth of knowledge is truly appreciated.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Ambassador Alexander Birchbaum. Listen, when we come back, your calls, 1-866-408-7669. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
The Biden administration is proposing trillions of dollars in new government spending. That could be one reason why a growing number think Joe Biden is too liberal. We just asked about the president's positions on the issues on our Fox News poll and compared the results to when he was competing for his party's nomination. Now, 10% see Biden as too conservative. 40% say his positions are about right, while nearly half, 46%, say he's too liberal, up from 36% in December 2019. That 10-point change comes from voters of all political stripes. The number who see Biden as too liberal is up 13 points among independents, up 10 points among Republicans, and up 7 among Democrats. Still, about 70% of Democrats, self-described liberals, and those who voted for Biden give the Goldilocks response. They think he's just right, and few Biden voters are having second thoughts. More than 9 in 10 remain happy with their vote. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
This is House Call for Health. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized the marketing of a diagnostic aid device to help diagnose autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. The Cognoa ASD diagnosis aid uses learning-based software and will help healthcare providers diagnose symptoms of the disease in kids 18 months through 5 years old. It's a learning algorithm that uses parent, caregiver, video analyst, or healthcare provider's input to help evaluate patients at risk. Dr. Jeff Shurin, the director of the FDA's Center for Devices and Radiological Health, says autism spectrum disorder can delay a child's physical, cognitive, and social development, including motor skills development, learning, communication, and interacting with others. The earlier ASD can be diagnosed, the more quickly intervention strategies and appropriate therapies can begin. The CDC estimates ASD impacts about 1 in 54 children and is difficult to diagnose because symptoms can vary greatly. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
If you're interested in it,
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Tucker Carlson is up next, starting
the
at
Tucker
7.
Carlson?
In a matter of 3 seconds, you will hear kettle drums. 2, 1. Now I have 6 seconds to get you ready for Tucker Carlson. In a matter of 3 seconds, you're going to hear the kettle drums, and you're going to really... we know Tucker's ready is when the snare drum starts.
Yeah.
So let's wait it out. Greg, thank you.
Yeah.
You're very
nice. Is this the happy chatter you do?
Yeah, I got an email saying they're not kettle drums. You see these emails?
Oh, we've seen these emails.
Yeah, it is not kettle drums. It's snare drums.
Very so good.
I never acknowledged that I was wrong. I did a Fauci.
You did.
I just changed,
you just changed
right?
it. But we noticed.
You noticed. Why do you notice stuff like that?
That's what we're paid to do.
Really?
Yes.
Eric gets paid?
Believe it or not, yes.
He gets paid. He told me, it was for experience, that he works at a fast food place at night. Eric, are you not telling me the truth? What am I supposed to believe?
Burger King, actually.
Burger King. My bad. If I cared more about what you do after work, it certainly would have helped. A quick thing. Between Matthew McConaughey and Dwayne Johnson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who is more likely to run for office? Both have talked seriously in multiple places about running. Rock talked about running for president. Matthew McConaughey has gone radio silent because he's legitimately thinking about running for governor.
I think he is, too. He randomly does a podcast. I'll randomly see a post to promote a podcast for his book still. But I think you're right. I think he's considering it more. Also, whenever a celebrity says president, all right, slow your roll. But like when he's looking at the more local level, it seems more legitimate.
Right. I mean, the only guy besides Tim Tebow who decides just to jump into professional baseball without playing and jump back into football as a tight end without playing. Besides that, usually there's usually a ramp up. You know, I'll try politics. I'll go on the Board of Education. Then I'll try to be president. Unless you're Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Right. That Trump ruined it for anybody who says, I need a learning curve. Kinda.
Paid actor endorsement. Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Not available in all areas.
As a small business owner, I'm trying to build my business while keeping costs down. So imagine my surprise when I heard Pi Insurance on the radio saying I might be overpaying for workers' comp. Pi said they could save small businesses like mine up to 30% on workers' comp coverage.
It sounded simple. So I went to ineedpi.com,
got a quote in 3 minutes, and ended up saving thousands. Pi Insurance is a breath of fresh air. Their team put me at ease by explaining my policy and making sure I only paid for what I needed. It felt great to know I was protecting my employees while saving money. It's easy to see why Pi is rated excellent on Trustpilot by customers. If you're a small business owner, check out Pi Insurance for workers' comp.
Ask your agent for Pi or see how much you can save at ineedpi.com. That's ineedpi.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie, which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
Say, live and let die.
I thought, live and let die, it's not the easiest title around. But I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being live and let live. But I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday, Ian Fleming, original book, rather than look at a film script, so that I get my take on it or my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? You got a charge of it. And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Record high temperatures of 100 plus degrees across the west over the weekend.
Death Valley has been breaking records all week as the hottest place in the nation. Temperatures hit 128 degrees Thursday, 124 Friday.
It's hot here, but we get close to this all the time.
Ben Castle has been living there for 15 years.
You do adapt a little bit, but you never get used to it.
He manages Panamint Springs Resort.
There's a lot of people that I think are foregoing travel here because of the heat advisories. But for those that are braving it, they're surprised by the heat.
They just hosted a group of motorcyclists.
And they just hosed themselves off before getting on their bikes to continue the ride through Death Valley, completely soaking all their clothes.
Castle says they were dry in 5 minutes thanks to the Death Valley heat. I'm Julie Walker.
The Department of Veterans Affairs moving to offer transgender veterans gender confirmation surgery. VA Secretary Dennis McDonough said it's the right thing to do during remarks he made at an event in Orlando, Florida, Saturday. The move is just the first step in what's likely to be a years-long federal rulemaking process to expand VA health benefits to cover that procedure. President Biden spent his first trip overseas trying to sell the idea that the United States is again a reliable ally with a steady hand at the wheel. But Heritage fellow Niall Gardiner tells the Salem Radio Network Mr. Biden's foreign policy during his first 5 months in office has been lacking.
It hasn't been impressive. I think that on many fronts, Biden has not projected the kind of leadership that we need to see.
Iran's hardline judiciary chief won the country's presidential election in a landslide, the results propelling Ibrahim Raisi, a protege of the country's supreme leader, into Tehran's highest civilian position. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Nearly a dozen U.S. mayors are committing to develop reparations pilot projects.
Mayors from 11 U.S. cities, large and small, are pledging to pay reparations for slavery to a small group of black residents in their cities. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti.
While America is a land of opportunity for some, it remains a place of injustice, inequality, and indignity for too many of our black brothers and sisters.
The smallest of the cities in the group calling itself Mayors Organized for Reparations and Equity, or MORE, is Tallahassee, Oklahoma, whose mayor is Keisha Curran.
It means a lot for me, it means a lot for my ancestors, and it means a lot for our community.
The goal of MORE is to create a template for how a federal reparations program could work. No details were announced on how much the MORE project will cost, who will pay for it, or how beneficiaries will be chosen. I'm Mike Gracia.
Check out more breaking news and read the best analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. More than 400,000 out-of-work Americans poised to lose their unemployment over the weekend.
Eight more states are dropping out of the pandemic relief program that boosted jobless aid by $300 a week. Alabama, Idaho, Indiana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, West Virginia, and Wyoming will terminate the extra unemployment benefits Saturday. A move the state's Republican governors contend will help businesses struggle to hire workers. About 440,000 workers will lose their benefits. Four states, Alaska, Iowa, Mississippi, and Missouri, officially ended the assistance last week, and 14 others are slated to do so later this summer. Patrick Frost reporting.
Nearly five dozen House Republicans are urging President Biden to remove Kamala Harris from her leading role on the migration crisis. The GOP lawmakers say the vice president's inaction on the border crisis and her refusal to visit the border makes her unfit for that job. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The town of Delta was established by the California and Oregon Railroad in 1884 at the confluence of the Sacramento River and Dog Creek. Railroad officials turned the site into a temporary railhead terminal, laid out a town site, and gave it a more dignified name of Delta because of the similarities of the townsite terrain and the Greek letter Delta. Redding and Shasta merchants flocked to the area to open stores, believing it would be another red-hot railhead town like Redding. Delta soon thrived, but almost disappeared as fast as it had appeared. What little remained became a stopover for steam engines to take on water for the rest of the climb through the canyon. Delta still exists today as a very small, quiet community. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this, find Dottie Smith on Amazon or at the Shasta Historical Society.
Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Big hour to close out the week. We have Congressman Michael Wall to be with us, weighing in shortly. Brian Rotella on this the passage, and it looks like it's here to stay. Obamacare yesterday, Supreme Court doesn't touch it. And Lee Habib, the executive producer of The Streets Where My Father, a story of hopelessness and redemption. Of course, Father's Day, a couple of days, or just on our doorstep. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I was surprised to hear you come out and endorse Senator Manchin's legislation. Tell me about that.
I am endorsing the fact that we now have a list of priorities and that Joe Manchin is at the table and he's part of the conversation. It's an important step forward as we try to protect the freedom to vote.
Scary. Stacey Abrams happy with Joe Manchin's adjustment to H.R. 1. Is Joe about to break? Yes, Joe Manchin has put forward changes to H.R. 1, the left-wing revamp of the voting system, and now he might be ready to join his party on the legislation. However, it passes only if the filibuster law changes. Is Manchin ready to do that?
Number two.
One of the greatest things that President Trump did for this country was shutting down asylum fraud categorically. What Merrick Garland has done here is extreme. And it means there will be more fraud than you can possibly imagine, because there's no way to disprove a claim of being afraid of violence.
They have no answers, and that was so true by Stephen Miller. It's scary, some of the changes going on under the wire with immigration. Biden, who has no answers for the relentless raid on our southern border and new rules, will only make things worse. While they think they're gaining because they think the illegals will vote for them, I have a sense it could be the exact opposite.
Number one.
The Biden administration said don't expect much from the president's meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin, and many say not much is exactly what the president got.
Right. You would think. Hard to tell. That's how I feel about Vladimir Putin's review of the hours spent with President Biden as he compliments his attention to detail and his sharpness. I can't tell if he's being sarcastic or sincere. We'll give you the latest review from stateside. Right here. Joining me right now is Congressman Michael Waltz, House Armed Services Committee, Green Beret, served also as an advisor to Dick Cheney when he was vice president. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you, Brian.
So a couple of things. Are you surprised that Vladimir Putin is making all these compliments to Joe Biden, how attention to detail he had, and you can't put anything over on him, his years of experience certainly paying off?
Yeah, and that, you know, it was understandable if he was referring to his notes, if Biden was constantly referring to his notes as well, which didn't surprise me. No, it doesn't surprise me at all, Brian, because this is the game that Putin plays. He's done the same thing in the past, but pay attention to what he's doing. First of all, this summit shouldn't have happened at all. I mean, we're on the wake of the SolarWinds hack, which by most estimates will cost the government and private industry over $100 billion at least to get out of. We're in the wake of two attacks on our critical infrastructure, our food supply and our gas supply, massing thousands of troops on the Ukrainian border, rolling out new nuclear weapons, rearming the Arctic, and holding, by the way, not one but two former veterans, Americans, hostage, and we reward him with an international stage to kind of, you know, basically look like he's on the same level with the United States, look powerful back home, and play his same old games rather than reestablishing deterrence, flicking the lights in the Kremlin, so to speak, with our own cyber capabilities. He hands Putin a list of 16 industries and companies to stay away from and sectors to stay away from. Can you imagine being number 17 and 18?
It's incredible.
List, Brian? I mean, it's one thing to get nothing done. It's another thing to actually move us backwards. And I think that's exactly what happened, because Putin always takes advantage of weakness. Remember, he invaded Crimea just 2 months after having the world stage with the Sochi Olympics. He started marching across Ukraine because he saw that Obama and Biden were only going to provide blankets and MREs. right? He will always take advantage of weakness, and I think that's what he smells right now in the White House.
So what he said is Biden is a professional, and one should work very attentively with him to avoid missing any detail. I can say with certainty that he never misses a single detail. That was absolutely obvious to me. He is fully in the know. He looks into his notes from time to time, but we're all doing this. The image of President Biden portrayed by our and even by the American media has nothing to do with the reality. So I don't know if his tongue's in cheek because of what he's saying, because remember when he said, I wish him good health, and I mean that, good health. He went on to say this about Jen Psaki. His press secretary is young, educated, and a pretty woman. She is mixing things up all the time. This is not because she is not enough educated or has a bad memory. Simply, you know, when people think that some things are secondary, they don't really fix their attention on this. The Americans believe that nothing is more important than themselves. This is their style. So I'm not sure. I think he was trying to put her down. I'm not sure. I guess Jen Psaki was asserting herself in the meeting. But what happens from here?
Exactly. What happens from here is Russia completes the Nord Stream pipeline, which will completely isolate Ukraine, Poland, and Eastern Europe, which, by the way, of our NATO allies, are most aligned with the United States. So we just act over all of them. By the way, Biden's own energy secretary testified before me in committee that she disagreed with lifting sanctions on Nord Stream. She wasn't at the table. She wasn't consulted. And, oh, by the way, it moves the dirtiest form of gas in the world. So she disagreed with it from a climate change standpoint as well. Gee, I thought that was why they shut down the Keystone pipeline. So Putin is going to continue to do what Putin does. He's going to continue to deploy his nuclear arsenal that's completely modernized while Biden is trying to cut our defense budget. I really think people need to pay attention to the Arctic. Russia is trying to do in the Arctic with the new oil and gas discoveries as the ice retreats, what China has done in the South China Sea, and just stake its terrain. It's modernized 12 Cold War bases, and shipping is starting to move along the, if you look at the map, out of Northern Europe, along the northern part of Russia, down into Asia, and into the western United States rather than through the Suez Canal and across the Atlantic. Russia wants to dominate that shipping. So it's going to continue. It's going to continue its misinformation campaign. It's certainly going to continue allowing criminals to hack our infrastructure and make millions off the backs of American industry. Because what's the downside right now? What retribution, what actions did Biden actually demonstrate he has the will to undertake? Deterrence requires capability. We have that, but it also requires political will, and I'm not sure we have that. I think that's the measure and what Putin was seeking out.
His national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, just weighed in on what would happen if the Russians keep up with his cyber attacks or other attacks.
This was not about threats or ultimatums. It was about a statement of reality. If these attacks continue, the president will have no choice but to take responsive measures against Russia, including in cyber. And he said that clearly and definitively to President Putin, and he said it publicly as well. He's mincing no words on what he's prepared to do as we go forward.
What are we prepared to do? I'm not sure. And that's what I thought that was going to happen behind the scenes, but I guess it didn't.
But Brian, here's the fundamental problem. You remember kind of the terrorism problem in the 90s under Clinton. They defined terrorism as a criminal problem. You had FBI agents running around the world trying to arrest terrorists and collect evidence rather than the military trying to take them out. It's the same problem right now in the cyber realm. We define these attacks as a criminal problem that falls under the judicial system. But all of our cyber capability, not boots on the ground, but our cyber capability – is sitting under the military. We need to define it which is an attack by a foreign power, allowed by a foreign power, and respond with our military cyber capabilities, which are far more capable than what's at the FBI or the Department of Homeland Security. And I don't see that coming from this White House at all.
Well, a couple of things. when you look at what's happening in Afghanistan, I'm hearing from people in the military of better context than I'll ever have. They're really concerned about the way we're getting out. They see another Saigon where the people that helped us for 20 years are going to be sacrificed right. along with their families. We've made no provisions. We have made no provisions to leave contractors behind to help with air power or to maintain some of the aircraft we gave them or some of the facilities we're leaving them. So they're basically saying we're done. We wipe our hands because maybe they feel as though they have some political cover because Donald Trump started the withdrawal.
Well, and remember this, Brian. Biden in 1975, when he was a senator, didn't support the evacuation of the South Vietnamese. And look at the vibrant Vietnamese-American community that we have today. He didn't support it. Right now, we have a situation where the Pentagon is saying we can do the evacuation. We can help these people. The governor of Guam said he's ready to go. Everybody says they're ready. All they're waiting on is a green light from Biden. And I can't for the life of me. We've got Democrats pounding the table, senators pounding the table. The Afghans are begging to not be abandoned. They are being hunted down by the Taliban as we speak. I get messages from them every day. It's heartbreaking. And from a strategic standpoint, you just had General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, it's a medium probability that we may have to go back within the next few years, that ISIS and Al-Qaeda could come roaring back. Well,
how?
Who are we going to have to go back to?
Yeah, we have going to have bases.
Base.
Pakistan.
We don't have any neighboring bases. Right. Yeah. I mean, everybody in the region has said not no, but hell no. And that's the big difference when Obama pulled us out of Iraq and what led to ISIS. We had Turkey, Israel, the Gulf states. We don't have anything around Afghanistan, and you have half the world's terrorist organizations still there, and our local allies will have been massacred. This is a horror movie unfolding. It is going to be a Saigon moment, I fear, and I hope he can step up and erase the past sins. But everybody, this is all coming from the White House. Everybody else says they're ready to go to help these people that stood with us, put not their lives on the line, their whole family's lives on the line. Against the extremism for the last 20 years so that we would never have another 9/11.
All right, couple of things. Just real quick, it passed the Senate because you had a House because you had no choice, simple majority. But now in the Senate, there's H.R. 1 and this infrastructure package that they're trying to try to do with simple reconciliation, which I don't think is possible. But Joe Manchin indicating in a call with no labels, which is a super PAC, that got out. Here's the audio that shows Joe Manchin bending when it comes to the filibuster, cut nine.
That's one of many good suggestions I've had. I looked back in 19, I think it was 73 when it went from 67 votes to 60 votes. And also what was happening, what made them think that it needed to change. So I'm open to looking at it. I'm just not open to getting rid of the filibuster, that's all. And right now, 60 is where I'm planting my flag. But as long as they know that I'm going to protect this filibuster, we're looking at good solutions.
So the question was, would you go down to 55? So only a 55 vote instead of 10 senators get 5. He's under a lot of pressure. What do you think the Republicans' role is to take some of that pressure off, if they have one?
Yeah, he is under a tremendous amount of pressure. The progressives are pounding away on him. But the thing that gives me hope are the people of West Virginia, are the people that Joe Manchin are ultimately accountable to, that voted overwhelmingly for President Trump, that do not buy into this progressive nonsense that's flowing out of Washington right now. And, I hope he can keep his compass to who his bosses are. And those are the people of West Virginia. But
right. But
you're seeing them chip away. And I pray holds the line. And I think Republicans need to find ways. Senator McConnell needs to find ways to give him some wins.
So I know you're in the National Guard still. It looks like some Florida National Guard police officer is going to go down and help out in Texas and Arizona. Would you go?
Oh, absolutely, I would go. Right now, it's just police officers and not the guard that I know of. It's 12 different law enforcement agencies. Brian, I can't tell you how proud I am of Governor DeSantis, Governor Abbott, Governor Ducey of Arizona for stepping up to this crisis. And what your listeners need to fully understand is these people, these migrants, 180,000 just in the last month, aren't just staying in Texas and Arizona. They are being flown by Biden's Health and Human Services Department all over the country, and you don't even know about it. 3,000 of the children have already been flown to various sites in Florida, and the pressure that they're putting on our school systems, our health care, our infrastructure that's already not serving existing U.S. citizens in the way that it should,
right,
is tremendous. And what has me so concerned is there's no end in sight. When does this, right, when does this stop? And thank God for our conservative governor stepping up.
Yeah, Congressman Michael Waltz with us. Michael, yeah, I know WOKV listeners enjoy hearing what their local congressman is up to, and now they know, and so does the country. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Brian. I'll keep up the fight.
You got it. Meanwhile, coming up next, you, 1-866-408-7669. Do you think Joe Manchin will hold? Then Brian Rotella joined us, an attorney and founder of CEO and senior partner with Genco. He's going to weigh in, as the healthcare expert he is, on what it means for Obamacare that it got upheld again at the Supreme Court and so much more. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores, so text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's P-O-W-E-R to 321-321.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A devoted husband that went to beauty schools to get lessons in hair and makeup makes today's Dean's List. The 79-year-old gentleman walked into Alberta's Del Mar College of Hair and Aesthetics and told director Carrie Hanna he wanted to learn how to use the curling iron. His wife's vision was failing and she kept burning herself as a result, so he was looking for a few tips so he could do it himself. The man was paired up with a student and was taught how to operate the curling iron and to protect his wife's skin. He also asked for tips on applying her mascara. Carrie says her staff and students were so touched by his sincere wish to help his wife of over 50 years. He was showing everyone pictures of her, saying how beautiful and talented she truly is. He says her appearance has always been something she's taken pride in, and it's important to her, so therefore, it's important to him. Since his visit, both husband and wife have dropped by the college to express their gratitude, and he's been doing an excellent job. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Angelina Jolie and Finn Little for their new thriller, Those Who Wish Me Dead, about a smoke jumper dealing with a past trauma when she meets a young boy who witnessed a murder, sending them running from two hitmen and a blazing fire.
Is that a big appeal doing this, getting to explore a world that you might otherwise not be able to?
Absolutely. And to explore it with a director that really knows and loves this part of the world, and to get to know the firefighters, the smoke jumpers, the survivalists, the people that are in this part of America.
America.
As for all the action included, teamwork was key.
From sitting underneath a helicopter to jumping off a fire tower with Angelina doing the stunts, it was awesome.
Angelina, for you, what was a welcome challenge, something that even you haven't done before?
Part of it was working with Finn, that usually I'm on my own when I do a lot of this kind of work, or with another adult. So to be with somebody who's younger, just to be aware of where he is at all times. But again, you know, he was so tough.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around, showing me his ranch, and he'd show me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so? He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I've been inviting the president and the vice president, and hopefully they can come down to the border. All we can do is invite the vice president. Hopefully she'll come down on that. But we're ready to secure the border and work with them, and we need to deport people. The people that don't belong here should be deported.
That, and support for you to know, that is a Democrat in Texas, Congressman Henry Cuellar. This brings me to my conclusion. I believe with Democrats letting everybody in, 6,000 a day, over a million since they took office, they think, well, that's eventually going to be my voter. I don't think so, because the Hispanic community that's taking root here with this generation, they're very concerned about their history. They're concerned about family values. They're concerned about their security. The reason why so many of these districts flipped for Trump is he was providing those three things, despite his crassness, his tweets. That thing was happening. And now the chaos that they're seeing, they know what party's responsible for, because they know the trials and tribulations up close and personal from the people still living in the Central America to the ones that want to come and the ones that snuck in. Meanwhile, it's unbelievable what the Biden administration is coming up with in terms of rules. Get this. The Department of Homeland Security on Tuesday announced they have expanded the Obama-era Central American Minors Program that allows children under 21 from the Northern Triangle countries, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, pending asylum, to come in and reunite with family members. Cut one. Ralph Norman going at it with the Homeland Security Secretary.
I'm reclaiming my time. You made the statement that my question was unfair. I'm making the statement that your comments are just words, and they're very unfair. I ask you a simple question, and I would like for you just to answer simply. Does it make sense for the leaders of the free world to go to talk to and see what's going on at the border?
I am the Secretary of Homeland Security, and it is my responsibility to manage the border at the direction of the president and the vice president. And I have visited the border on multiple occasions. The vice president served as the attorney general of a border state of California, and she is quite familiar with the situation on the border.
She's laughing at her.
That is Ralph Norman. You understand how upset he is. He's a veteran, too. But keep in mind, the vice president will not go down. It doesn't seem if they come down. I think it'll be a low-profile thing. Most of all, rather than go down, I just want to see them change policies to slow down things at the border, because our Border Patrol are overwhelmed right now. They're working double and triple shift, doing two or three jobs. It can't keep happening like this.
Everybody's laughing.
From the
Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Father's Day is coming up, and it's a perfect time to give that Fox dad in your life the greatest gift of all. Exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code FOXDAD at checkout for 15% off on all orders now through June 20th. Fox News hats, t-shirts, polos, mugs, socks, backpacks, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code FOXDAD at checkout for 15% off on all orders now through June 20th. Happy Father's Day from all of us at Fox News Channel.
Due to overwhelming demand, we're extending our special Grateful Nation offer.
We're giving all active military and veterans Fox Nation for free for an entire year. Get the shows that celebrate our country and the people that serve and protect it.
So if you haven't subscribed to Fox Nation, do it now because we're extending this special offer.
If you're active military or a veteran, go to foxnation.com right now. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice, and enjoy your free year of Fox Nation.
Father's Day is coming up, and it's a perfect time to give that Fox dad in your life the greatest gift of all. Exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code FOXDAD at checkout for 15% off on all orders now through June 20th. Fox News hats, t-shirts, polos, mugs, socks, backpacks, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code FOXDAD at checkout for 15% off on all orders now through June 20th. Happy Father's Day from all of us at Fox News Channel.
Due to overwhelming demand, we're extending our special Grateful Nation offer.
We're giving all active military and veterans Fox Nation for free for an entire year. Get the shows that celebrate our country and the people that serve and protect it.
So if you haven't subscribed to Fox Nation, do it now because we're extending this special offer.
If you're active military or a veteran, go to foxnation.com right now. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice, and enjoy your free year of Fox Nation.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, zero G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. Brett Baer's All-Star Panel.
President Biden said on Friday that April's jobs report, which displayed lower than expected job growth in the U.S., shows how the economy is struggling as a result of the pandemic. And he argued that the report is proof that his large infrastructure and spending, family support legislation are needed now more than ever. Meanwhile, Republicans are arguing this jobs report shows how President Biden's plans for the economy are not working. And many GOP lawmakers argue the enhanced unemployment benefits that are extended are discouraging people from returning to work. Political editor at National Journal, Josh Krasnow.
Look, if you see numbers that continue to underwhelm, continue to not meet expectations, this is Biden's economy. This is Biden's stimulus that's having an effect on the economy. And ultimately, if the economy doesn't grow as fast as they were expecting, he's going to face a lot of political blowback, not from Republicans, but from within his own party.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. And now it's time to clear the airwaves for the acclaimed host of Fox News Sunday.
Brian Kilmeade is the number four talk radio personality in America.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up. Why, yes, Brian Kilmeade is in fact ranked the number four talk radio host on Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100.
The show is everybody is.
No, it's you. You call it the Brian Kilmeade Show. You've turned on your staff. It's all you.
The eternal stalwart of morale for the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You should be number one.
I can't be number one.
Get the negativity out of here. Wallace is on the clock.
Wait a minute. That's a positive attitude. I can't be number one.
The envoy of encouragement. The master of motivation.
We've put that on your tombstone. Here lies Brian Kilmeade. I can't be number one.
That is true.
Chris Wallace.
Chris, that was a masterpiece, wasn't it?
It was a masterpiece, but again, I think your staff, if you don't realize it, everybody else does.
What?
This is not positive to you. You're basically saying, I mean, it would be like a crowd in a stadium chanting, we're number four. We're number four. It's pathetic.
Well,
you've got to be number one.
I know, but you have Sean Hannity. You have Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey.
Who are they, for God's sakes? You're Brian Kilmeade. You've got me on. You, with an occasional boost from me, should be number one, and that should be the bottom line. You don't settle for anything less.
Wow, I feel like I suddenly have a Vince Lombardi figure in my life.
Exactly. What did he say? Being number four isn't everything. It's the only thing. No, he said winning.
Can I just bring up when he first took over the team, he made the Packers 500. They were 500, so they couldn't win everything right away. And to your point against me is I've been doing this now for over 10 years, so it's not exactly right away.
I think that's true. No, we are not settling. I'm just saying this now as the official statement, and I'd like everybody to mark it. We are not settling for number four. We're knocking off Mark Levin. We're knocking off Sean Hannity. We're knocking off whoever is number three. We are going to be number one.
I don't think so, but I mean, I'll go along with it. I'm going to try.
I don't think so.
It's Dave Ramsey, the other. I mean, these guys they're going right at, as soon as they're done with their shows, they go right to the Hall of Fame and they check on their bust. That's how good they are.
Listen, when Rush Limbaugh was alive, I would say, okay, two is good enough. But with this group, you should be number one.
All right,
and
but
with
you
my help, young man, you are going to be number one.
Can I just say that Sean Hannity could be listening and this could cause tension at the Christmas party?
But what the heck? You know, I hope he has a sense of humor about all this. But I'm serious. Look, if I were on his show, I would give him the same pep talk. We're not settling for number four. We're going to be number one.
All right,
and
Chris.
I will do my own little small part. But you got to stop turning on the staff.
Well, they just clearly turned on me. Chris, what does Father's Day mean to you? I mean, do you think about your dad, or you think about your kids, or do you think about both?
Yeah, I think about it. I think about all of it. You know, I suspect you'd have to say mothers are more important in parenting than fathers are. But we do an important job, and you know, we do a lot in bringing our kids up, and maybe not quite as gentle to them, and a little bit of tougher love. My wife Lorraine is a complete pushover with her kids. If I didn't occasionally put some discipline in,
right,
they would be a mess. I don't know if that's true in the Kilmeade family, but although you're just such an absent father because you're on TV and radio all the time. Do they get scared, some of the kids, when you come in? Like, Mom, who's that guy? It's your father.
No, they don't get scared. What happens is when you host a morning show, you could actually pick your kids up from school and coach your teams because I'm up at, you know, 3. We've been doing 7 o'clock all week. You've been watching. I know. I'm getting all your tweets and your texts of support. But I've been doing that. That's tough, but they're a little bit older now. Let me ask you this. How important is it? I can tell you how important it is with us. But how important is it for you to back up your wife and not take your kid's side in case of conflict? Even though in your heart sometimes you might think to yourself, I understand. I kind of agree with the kids on this one.
That isn't the way it works in our household. I and I'm no tough guy, but I tend to be more the disciplinarian, and then they go to their mother and just go around me. So in our household, it's not me taking my kid's side. It's Lorraine taking the kid's side against me. How about in your family?
Well, no, we always have to have a unified force. And then, you know, later it's like, hey, by the way, you know, if one thought the other one was right or wrong, they might say, listen, maybe you don't know this. You never in front of the kids show weakness, right?
Oh, no, we used to fight in front of the kids. It was, I mean, my kids are all grown up now. I mean, my youngest is 31. Now it's the grandkids. And as far as the grandkids are concerned, I just spoil them rotten. Whatever they want, I don't ever get between them. And I love telling them stories about their individual either father or mother, whichever was my kid, how naughty they were, and how I used to discipline them, which I have to say they all love. I am the most destructive isn't the right word, but I'm not a helpful grandparent. I'm in it for just pure pandering. I just want them to love me. That's all I care about.
Well, you know, by the way, Allison's taking notes. She's got three kids under four. So she's doing that. Now, Chris, here's another serious question.
Yes, sir.
Would you be a better parent now? I know maybe you don't want to be. Would you be a better parent now bringing up your kids than you were in your 20s and 30s?
Absolutely not. I actually have said that to Lorraine. You know, would you go back? And this was a second marriage. So when we got married, she was 38 years old, and we had four kids between the ages of 10 and 7. Two of hers, two of mine, and I say, you could go back and you could live the last 25 years, but you got to live the last 25 years. You got to try to blend the families and go to all the, you know, the soccer practices and ice skating lessons and all of that stuff. And we both say, hey, I absolutely would not go back and relive that, even to get the 25 years back. There is a reason that people in their 60s and 70s do not have newborn or even 8-year-old kids. I couldn't do it again.
I could. I never, like, I always, I like the events. I like the whole, what does a fourth grader need? What does a seventh grader need? What does a ninth grader need? I kind of like that challenge every day. I'm not saying I always came up with the right answers, but I did not want that to end.
Yeah, but how old are you?
I am 57.
Oh, you're much older than I thought you were, my gosh. But I was going to say.
I know, so am I. I can't believe I said that out loud.
Wait 15 years, and I promise you, you're not going to say I miss it. I probably would have missed it at 57. At 73, I don't miss it. You know, people talked about being empty nesters. By the time, you know, between Lorraine and I, we had six kids, four of mine, two of hers. And by the time the last one left and they talked about empty nest syndrome, empty nest syndrome was like a vacation. I couldn't have been happier when they were all gone.
But don't you worry because you're out of control. You haven't heard from him in 3 days. My goodness, what's going on? I hope everything's all right. No?
No, I figure if it's bad enough, they'll call me. The police will call me. Otherwise, you know, they're on their own.
All right.
No, I did my duty. I did my duty from the age of 27 till in my 60s. I'm happily
detached.
Rid of that.
Right. Okay, let's talk about what you'd still do and you're still in the prime of your career, and that's interview people like Joe Manchin, which you did. So Joe Manchin was talking to No Labels, which is a moderate super PAC. Joe Lieberman is one of the co-founders, and he was talking to them in an open conversation, which I'm sure he never thought was going to get out. And here's what he said when asked about, is it true, Joe, that you're considering supporting a reduction on the filibuster from a necessary 60 votes to 55? Here's the audio. It's not great, but you can hear him. Cut 9.
That's one of many good suggestions I've had. I looked back in 19, I think it was 73 when it went from 67 votes to 60 votes. And also what was happening, what made them think that it needed to change. So I'm open to looking at it. I'm just not open to getting rid of the filibuster. That's all. And right now, 60 is where I'm standing my flag. But as long as they know that I'm going to protect this filibuster, we're looking at good solutions.
So people like me are looking at this and saying he's under so much pressure to bend. How soon until he breaks? You've just talked to him. What do you think? He's already talking about reducing it.
Well, if you remember, I said I had a really good question for Joe Manchin, and the question I asked him was, if you just flatly say it's going to be 60 forever, you're not encouraging bipartisan negotiation. You're now encouraging the Republicans to stand firm at 60. And so, therefore, if you keep it more open, then you're encouraging it. And clearly, Senator Manchin has listened to me, has listened to what I said, and he's now raising the possibility of maybe reducing it to 55. And I don't know whether he's going to reduce it or not, but I got to tell you, if I'm Mitch McConnell, the head of the Republicans in the Senate, I now have got to think, well, gee, you know, I might not be able to maintain a filibuster and not lose five, because there are five, you know, centrist Republicans who might jump ship. You think of Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins and Mitt Romney and a couple of others on specific issues. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens here.
I do remember that question.
I think that's a significant move on the part of Joe Manchin, and I think it was solely because of the question that I asked him on Fox News Sunday recently.
Well, that second part is going to be hard to prove, but I'm going to put Allison on that. So she's going to go out to West Virginia and walk the streets and see if everyone can back up and see if we can find another Manchin, because he's not talking to us for some reason. He used to come in. Come on, right, Allison? What's going on? Why doesn't he come on the show?
We still ask regularly, but he politely declines and says check back next week.
Nice.
May I tell you, when they say check back next week, you know what that means? Forget it. I get a bunch of those, too. I get a bunch of people. You get people on your show I don't get. I get people on my show that you don't get. So that's good. Between us, we get everybody.
So this week is going to be exciting because next week we're going to find out. I mean this, too, because we're going to find out about H.R. 1 and we're going to find out about infrastructure, because they put out a legitimate $925 billion proposal, bipartisan. They deliver 11 Republicans, I believe. Joe Biden said it had promise before he left. And he hears good thing from Ron Klain. So we'll see if they really want to do a deal. I think America needs to see a deal. I think they need to see some compromise. It'll make everyone's barbecue and 4th of July better. We'll be debating deals instead of standoffs and elections. And then Joe Manchin put together a memo. H.R. 1's a joke. I think it would nationalize elections. I think that it's way over the top. And it's so extreme. If they had 60 votes, they might have trouble passing it, let alone with just 51. So Joe Manchin did this. He says, this is my problem with H.R. 1, and here's what I like. He goes, I'm against no-excuse absentee balloting. He wants to ban partisan gerrymandering. He's not for public financing of elections. No kidding. He wants voter ID, but he wants utility bills to be a good substitute or things like that. Manchin also proposes making Election Day a holiday. Not much problem there. 15 consecutive days nationwide of early voting, allowing for automatic registration through the DMV with the ability to opt out. And because of that, people like Stacey Abrams, not going to play the soundbite and lose up too much time, says, I'm endorsing what Manchin's proposing. Now, bring me inside baseball. Tell me what that means for next week.
Well, it's interesting. I thought, actually, on voting rights, Manchin came up with a pretty sensible thing. I think there were clearly some things in it's not just H.R. 1, it's now S-1, the Senate bill called the For the People Act, that went way too far. One of them you just mentioned, which is public financing of congressional elections. And he said, look, let's make this a voting rights bill, not a we're going to change everything about our electoral system bill. And it seemed to me he came up with a pretty sensible compromise. You know, some things in there that some people on the left aren't going to like voter ID. I think that's a perfectly reasonable thing to insist on. You know, we have to have that when we not when you go to get on an airplane. You should be able to have it when you go vote. But Mitch McConnell, the top Republican, says, no, I'm not going to go for the Manchin stripped-down bill. So now, again, that raises the question, what's Manchin going to do? Because unless he changes the filibuster, and I think that's in the end, that's really what Biden and Schumer and some people in the Democratic Party are hoping for, is that eventually they let Manchin come up with his own solutions, which are somewhat more centrist. And then if the Republicans still play hardball on that he says, well, I am going to change the filibuster. I agree. It's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be next week or not. Always bet the over in terms of when something's going to happen. It's always going to take longer. But whether it's next week or the week after, we're going to see something finally on what happens on voting rights and infrastructure, and it'll be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm up against the clock. But just on that, this is what Tom Cotton told me last night. He said, Brian, what you read to me, which I basically read the same thing to him last night, he said, I'm for it if my governor comes up with it. I don't want this being decided in Washington, and that's why it won't hold up in court. And he's right. You know, that's why we have different state, you know, different states decide how you vote. In Oregon, it's nothing but mail-in. Now, all of a sudden, they got to change. So, and they have, everyone has their own system. So Mitch McConnell is a non-starter. But I agree with something else you said. They, Republicans have to show a sincerity. Then, because if not, Joe Manchin has no cover. They'll turn around and go, Joe, well, you're pretending as if there's bipartisanship. They keep telling us over and over again they won't even come to the table on anything. Then he's got no cover. So Republicans got to show some sincerity, which I thought they did with the infrastructure that Joe Manchin helped put together with people like Senator Portman and others. Final thought?
Final thought. On Fox News Sunday, we're going to have a top national security official from the Biden White House about the summit. Was it a success? Was it a disaster? The man who said it was a disaster, Lindsey Graham, is going to be on. But we're going to focus primarily with him because he's what part of this bipartisan group that's trying to do an infrastructure plan. And finally, by the time we talk next week, I plan to be a guest on the number one radio talk show in America, the Brian Kilmeade Show.
They don't rank until
Chris
next
Wallace
year.
No. Oh, okay. Well, all right. But you know what? A trip of 1,000, as Confucius, who was on my show back about 1,000 A.D., said, a trip of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Countdown to Bin Laden, available for pre-order. Thanks, Chris. With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses and
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So when you talk about critical race theory, which is pretty much going to be teaching kids how to hate each other, how to dislike each other, that's pretty much what it's going to all come down to. You're going to deliberately teach kids, this white kid right here got it better than you because he white? You're going to personally tell a white kid, oh, the black people are all down and suppressed. How do I have two medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed? Well, how did I get where I am right now if some white man kept me down? How am I now directing over folks that look just like you guys in this room right now? How? What kept me down? What oppressed me? I work for myself from off the streets to where I am right now. You going to sit here and tell me this lie of critical race theory?
And that is Ty Smith, the radio talk show host. He's, as you know, he's quite qualified and incensed about critical race theory. He's black. And he talks about growing up, have his mom work two jobs. And when he was he's on with Bill Hemmer right now, and he was just saying that this was my schedule in my teens to my early 20s. I would go to school until 1 o'clock. Then I would go to track practice from 1 to 3. And then I would go to a furniture store and I'd work till 11 o'clock at night. And then I would hit the books afterwards. And I would do that cycle for years until I got my degree. So he says, I find it hard to believe that white people are keeping me down. I just wouldn't hear of it. I don't hear of it. I don't relay it. And even he does not relay, he doesn't relay that whole let any critical race theory to his kids who are 17 and 19. He says, they watch me. They know. There are no excuses. You want something, go after it. If it's not working, change what you're doing. Brian Kilmeade Show, watch me tonight at 7 o'clock on primetime. We have a great roster. It's coming together. And keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show. With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1982. The death of John Belushi.
Our paramedics responded to a home in Hollywood Hills. After a short time, had to pronounce the victim dead.
I came because I believe that the nuclear arms race has got to end.
For the sake of the world, to be a part of the group of people that are supportive of what we are about, namely stopping the nuclear arms race.
Count number one, not guilty by reason of insanity. A look of wonder came to the faces of John Hinckley's parents. That's the count charging him with attempting to kill the President of the United States.
At the conclusion of tonight's game between the Giants and the Packers, all NFL training facilities will be struck.
I'm just very happy the patient is doing as well as he's doing right now.
It's very obvious that these caps were tampered with.
with. It was not an accidental thing. It was not a product defect. It was willful and wanton and very deadly.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.